Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hey, look. It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kiss.
I mean, I know you got potatoes coming out the yin-yang. You got to have plenty of hash browns. Let's go.
It's an underused word.
Coming out the yin-yang?
Yin-yang.
I like that.
Coming out the yin-yang!
Yeah, you got a lot of potatoes,
like
is what
you're
I'm saying.
Years old.
Coming out the yin-yang!
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot!
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Time to penetrate your ear hole. Ew. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday! Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
I got my teeth cleaned today.
Oh.
So my mouth feels weird.
You have a nice, fresh mouth
feels
feel?
Like I have extra teeth.
Extra teeth?
Well, because they
what
clean
do they
it.
Do?
You feel all the ridges with your tongue.
You don't feel those before?
I mean, I didn't pay attention.
But today you're paying attention.
I'm paying
really,
attention.
Really involved in your
and
teeth.
I always get a headache after I get my teeth cleaned.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because they got that, you know, high pressure water hose thing.
Yeah.
They just shoot right in there. Sometimes it hits a nerve and
I've never had to hit a nerve. Oh. So that's I look forward to the high pressure because it gets all the crap out of there. Yeah. But see again, I've not had the nerve issue.
Now,
maybe if I do.
The woman who cleaned my teeth, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she likes to have conversation.
Well, and it's not a conversation when you're in that chair because you can't really talk
saying,
back.
So I went to the Browns game.
Right.
Yes.
Can't say anything back to her because what are you going to say? Your mouth's completely...
If you didn't catch that, that was...
Yeah. I heard it. That's a totally different sound though than... That's different.
No, there's no...
Different. Well, no, I'm saying those are different noises. For people who are confused, those are...
I have long
similar
said,
but different.
I think you argued with me on this. I said there's no way... That a dental hygienist can ever have an affair with someone whose teeth she has cleaned. That is the most disgusting.
Well,
like just like the oral cavity just spread open. Your tongue's... My tongue pulsates and moves.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
I think everyone's does that.
I know, but she's in there. She's scraping things and hosing things off. There's no way she can then... I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Brad Pitt in the chair. There's no way that Brad Pitt closes his mouth and she says, now let's get it on.
Well, also, I would just like to point out, I think it would be highly unethical for a patient and nurse or doctor. I'm saying...
That goes without saying,
That's why, one, but also, you think that she looks at whoever she does fall in love with and goes, well, their mouth doesn't look like that inside. Yes, they all look like that. But I mean...
No, but you're right. They're all gross.
I'm saying a surgeon... cuts people open and sees the gross insides of human beings. You think they don't like someone who does like, I don't know, intestinal surgeries all the time. They know what your intestine, they know what everybody's intestines look like.
I understand.
It's gross.
But
and then they go marry someone.
No,
they're
but
not
you
like,
don't, no.
No, but in there, there's just like a butter cake. It's
no,
just beautiful
you're not,
in there.
You're not French kissing the intestines.
Well, depends who you are, I guess.
Come on.
I don't know what's going on with people. I don't judge Mike.
All right.
You know that.
Here's what we're doing today.
Okay, good. I just wanted to get you to, you don't French kiss the intestine. That's really what I wanted.
You know,
and I
got
there.
It.
Yep.
Around
right.
The Big Ten with our guy, Adam Rittenberg. That is coming up at 3:34. Degenerate T-Bone at 4:48. Would you rather all day text us?
Yeah.
614-787-3093. Or X us. I'm going to start doing it that way.
I'm not taking
text
it.
Text us or X us?
I'm not taking it that way.
At Man and Bone 971 on the X. On the X.
Nickelback coming up on the X.
Do you want a would you rather to start us
sure,
off?
Sure, why not?
Come okay. on. Pauly Two Shirt says, my doorknob game players.
Too hot.
I recently went to the doctor and got my...
Are you reading this?
I recently went to the doctor and got my hiney checked out.
Okay.
He has another word there that I could add. I don't know if I can.
Let's go with hiney.
Just hiney. I recently went to the doctor, got my hiney checked out, and my balls lifted individually while I coughed.
Okay.
These are medical procedures. Which would you rather have done if you had to for a guaranteed Buckeyes win over meat chicken? I mean, I don't think the...
I've had both done.
The lifting of the balls is not...
Yeah, I mean, I...
That's not nearly as bad as the other thing.
That's fine.
For me. I mean...
Yeah. I remember...
I'll turn my head and cough to get the Buckeyes a win. Yeah, I could do that. I'll do it every game if you need me to. Jeez.
Back when I was banging.
Yeah.
I had a little situation where I had some... Growths.
Okay. I don't know where we were going. I had some and then you just stopped.
Well, I'm trying to think of the best way to explain this.
Are we talking about on the front side or the back side?
The front side.
Okay.
Right. On the...
okay, sure, got it. I think I understand.
Shafty.
Adam Schefter. Shafty?
On the Adam Schefter.
Is that what they call him? Shafty?
That's right.
No?
And I didn't know what the hell... It was almost like a rash.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, never happened to me before. Not great. I was in the awkward position then of having to call the last girl who experienced me.
That's such a weird way to say that. Yeah, I know what you meant, but it's like the cashier at the Kroger that morning.
You know
like,
what I mean,
yeah,
damn it.
But she experienced you as well, not in that
That's
way.
That's fine.
Not in the biblical sense. She experienced
right.
you.
All right.
Fumbling for your checkbook probably back then.
And it was funny because when I first called her, I hadn't talked to her in a while, and she was really excited to hear from me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thanks for calling. And I'm like, yeah, here's the reason why.
Nothing's happening with us.
I'm calling.
Other than this thing.
I'm having an issue down there right now. Is there anything going on with you?
Oh.
And yeah. Then she was very offended.
Right.
You know, she was very offended.
She would be.
And I understood how awkward it was, but I wanted to call.
Is that what you have to do?
I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do.
Can't you go to the doctor?
And
like,
I did. Then I went to the doctor and he said, well, he was almost resigned to his fate. We both were. He says, well, you know what I have to do now? There's only one thing I can do now.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, doc, so
yep.
Take it off. And he stares at it.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't think that's anything you got from someone.
Oh.
I think this is some sort of allergy.
Have you been
rubbing anything down here?
What a phrase. Yeah. What was your answer? Detail, please. We all want to know. We're dying to know.
No.
Okay, good. I was joking.
But then we got to the bottom of it that I had changed brands of protection.
Oh, well,
the new brand that I had chosen
may have had
something that
irritated
me
down
there. And then once I stopped doing that, how did we get to talking about this?
I don't know.
This?
You started telling me about Teddy, how to call an ex-girlfriend.
How did we get here?
Dude, I never know.
You brought it up.
I know, but why? Usually there's a yellow brick road that I'm following. How did we get here?
I blacked out. Oh, you know what? What was the first, would you rather? Oh, the guy was asking about getting your hiney checked or your...
What I'm saying is, I've had all of that done. It's all uncomfortable.
Sure.
You can do whatever you want to me at this point, as long as the Buckeyes beat Michigan.
Well, I mean, get ready because you're going in for the old big V surgery, right? You're going to go get the V
surgery.
Vasectomy.
Oh, I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, big V. No?
I just didn't know what that meant.
Okay. Flying V?
It's like at this point in my life, you can give me a big V.
The mighty duck.
I don't care. I don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is I hope you go into that consultation when you go. I hope you bring a Ken doll and be like, this is what you're going to do to me, right? Just this right here.
I don't want any of
that
anymore.
Just say, I want all this taken care of. And he's like, yes, that's exactly what we're doing.
They don't really do that, right?
What do you mean?
They won't do that even if you ask.
At a vasectomy, are you asking me if a doctor in the year 2023, if you walk in and are like, just lop it all off, they're like, oh, yeah, it's like a haircut at the barber. We can just take off or whatever. You want extensions? What do you want? You want it colored? No, they're not going to do any of that stuff.
I didn't mean then and there.
No, I don't think they will remove
it. I know. Well, I know for gender reassignment surgery, they will.
That's different.
But I have no desire to not be a male.
Also,
I just don't want to deal with the winky anymore.
Before that happens, there's like a million other doctor's appointments that you have to do.
Sure.
So I'm saying, yeah, before there's any gender reassignment surgery, there are like a whole bunch of doctors involved before they will ever get to that point. I'm just saying, no, I don't think you can go in there and show them a Ken doll and be like, smooth it out, please. Get the sandblaster or the belt sander or whatever.
The belt sander.
The sandblast it too. Why not? The whole thing.
Speaking of smoothing it out, Joe Burrow got himself a new haircut.
He sure did.
He got himself a haircut. He thinks it's going to change the mojo this weekend. He is still on the injury report, but listed as a full participant in practice. So he's getting ready for this weekend. Let him live. What else? Colorado State head coach Jay Norvell.
Yeah.
Says he takes his hat and glasses off when he talks to grownups, Coach Prime.
You're so cool, man.
They square off this weekend.
By the way, so again, that's
He also doesn't take his visor off.
Well, this is his thing because Coach Prime, if you see him talking to the media, Deion Sanders will wear his hat and sometimes his glasses when he's talking to the media. And again, I like that Jay Norvell has this rule for himself. He's like, I'm surprised no one else has this rule. Well, no, they don't. They don't.
Can I tell you something? If Ryan Day wins all the games and gets 5-star guys all the time, he can dress like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Right.
Just on the sidelines with a glittery cape and a 19-gallon cowboy hat and the shades that wrap around and really have just a heel female manager as the offensive coordinator. Sensational Sherry is there.
Or Miss Elizabeth, either way.
Well, I'm just saying, whatever. Heel,
but yeah, I know what you mean. You're right. Yeah, that'd be good. I'm with you. I do not care, and I've never cared. Even going back to when I was a kid, they'd be like, take your hat off. You're inside. It's like, what does that have to do with anything? I didn't wear the hat because I was afraid of the outside. I mean, I know you put it on for sun protection sometimes, but in my world, like a hat is just a thing you're wearing, like a watch or a bracelet or a necktie. It's an accessory. It's a thing you wear.
What about an anklet?
Sure, if you rock anklets.
Yeah.
And that's if I'm saying when
Teddy loves anklets.
When you put the outfit together, the hat sometimes goes with the outfit. And in Dion's case, the sunglasses, future's bright. So bright he's wearing shades inside. Fine. Or wearing them at night. Either way, the point is, he's Deion Sanders, man. Can I tell you something? I'm guessing Jay Norvell doesn't do a lot of wearing like lockets that are the size of a human fist made out of gold and diamonds on his neck. Deion does that too. That's because Deion has different style sensibilities maybe than Jay Norvell or anybody else. And that's fine. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of smack talk for a guy who's going to lose by 30. That's great.
Matches my outfit.
Have fun, Colorado State, with all that. You're getting smacked this weekend. That's what's about to happen. Line up and take it. Gonna get it.
Aaron Rodgers tells us how he feels on the gram. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Looks like we have some stop-and-go traffic. I-70 eastbound between Mound Street and State Route 315. Things are starting to back up there a little bit. Could slow you down just a couple of minutes right now. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. It's Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Aaron Rodgers tore the Achilles. We have not heard from him except on Instagram. We heard from him yesterday. He says, I'm completely heartbroken and moving through all the emotions, but deeply touched and humbled by the support and love. Please keep me in your thoughts and prayers. As I begin, I just licked the microphone, disgusting. As I begin the healing process today, the night is darkest before dawn, and I shall rise yet again.
I shall rise.
I shall rise.
You know, a lot of times when I hear people use the word shall, I personally get angry, offended even. We live in 2023. We don't live in, I don't know, the 1600s. Maybe shall. Like, I shall rise. I shall never want to read a thing you say again.
It's a about you know, that. He's quoting, but
who is he quoting?
He's someone, I'm sure.
I mean,
Joe Ayahuasca from his crap bag ayahuasca.
Actually,
convention.
Just go all the way. Just say, if you knock down this temple of quarterbacking, I shall rebuild it in 3 days. Jesus, Aaron Rodgers Christ, I think, quoted that one. Let's do that. Let's go all the way for it. Go all the way to the Hamptons.
Robert Saleh, Jets coach, said that he'd be shocked if this is the way he's going to go out and retire. So he expects him to return in 2024 when he's a year older.
Yeah, and they're
playing on the same bad artificial turf.
Yeah, right. Again, good luck with that. Maybe it'll work next year, but I think if you're the Jets, you better hope one of two things. Either Zach Wilson shows you that he's more than just a little bit of a backup and he's going to actually have a decent season. If that occurs out of nowhere, then this isn't as big of a deal. But if Zach Wilson's bad as everybody thinks he is and he doesn't do much over the next few games and then kind of just piddles away, you have to go out in the offseason and get a backup plan for him. Because you can't go into next year with Aaron Rodgers having played 4 snaps for your franchise and think that's a viable plan for next year.
But they will.
Well,
but they will.
Then they're dumb. I'm just saying.
I hope that Zach Wilson's awesome.
Yes.
I hope he's awesome. And it's like, oh my God, there he is.
That would be hilarious.
And Garrett Wilson's like, Aaron Rodgers, who?
Right.
Zach Wilson's my guy. As a matter of fact, grandma's over at his house right now.
Guys are like, Grandma, have you met our quarterback? You need to go talk to him.
Oh, I've met him. He played bingo with me.
What if that's what he does? Maybe as he has
whatever he's got to do, man.
Maybe as he spends time with these elderly women, maybe that's how he
then all the
gets into a right mindset.
In the offseason where the Jets are trying to be delicate. What do we do with this 40-year-old guy? Now we've got our young quarterback who's finally stepped up and taken the reins. Now what do?
That would be so hilarious.
Is he retired? Is he play someplace else?
It's very unlikely, by the way. I just want to be clear.
I know that, but you know what?
I'm saying,
you and I root for chaos, don't we?
Yes. I'm just pointing out so we don't get the people tweeting us going like, you know, it's never going to happen, right?
Who cares?
Zach Wilson sucks.
I tell you something.
I know he sucks.
I root for chaos.
I am. Dude, I'm rooting against Aaron Rodgers. I don't care. Print it. Write that up and put it somewhere. I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I hope he fails. I hate him. There, I said it. You happy?
I shall print it.
I shall.
You shall not pass.
Were you Gandalf? Gandalf the quarterback here for ayahuasca. Didn't work for my Achilles, did it?
We got the Thursday night football tonight, Bone. Vikings at the Eagles, 8 o'clock here on The Fan. This one is also on Prime Video. So our good friend Herbie will be
there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Another guy I root for all the time, Herbie.
By the way, I just saw, because they have put the Eagles-Patriots game from this past weekend. This is on TV. NFL Network is replaying it, and we have NFL Network on. And I've forgotten, was it last year when Nick Sirianni got hired to run the Eagles, or was that 2 years ago? That was last year.
2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, two.
Okay. I'm just pointing out that not that long ago, we all looked at Nick Sirianni like he was a complete moron. Did we not? Like, some of the stuff he was saying.
I don't know about complete moron.
Some of the stuff he was saying before the season had us just, at least me, thinking there's no way this guy's going to be here for any more than a cup of coffee in the NFL. I'm not saying that there are coaches now you can look at and say, and they're the next Nick Sirianni. I don't know. I'm just reminded of the fact that this is a guy who's taken a team to a Super Bowl last year and has a very good, you know, track record the last couple of years. And I thought this dude would be a complete moron. Maybe he still is a complete moron for all I know, but they've got Jalen Hurts and they've got some other stuff going on there and they're good. But either way, I will not be surprised if they start off the season 2-0.
You know who I think the league needs?
Who's that?
Jim Tomsula.
Why do you think they need Jim?
You want to talk about him. Complete moron.
Now, that that was a guy that had 1 year of bad
He was the 49ers head coach. He had one press conference, at least one, where he had audible farts in the press conference.
You're right.
I think this is not a bit. This was on CSN Bay Area. This was Jim Tomsula.
You and me talking. Just give me a name that you think would be good as an offensive coordinator. What if I throw a name out there? Mark Trestman. It's someone you might know, right? That's maybe the best you can give me.
Yeah.
Same question, defensive coordinator. What do you give me an idea of what you're looking for? I'm not trying to trip you up.
I'm really not going to talk about. I'm just not going to do
the style?
It out of respect to those people.
No, I'm not.
I know. Then we play the name game, but then you know what I mean. I just don't want to get down that road.
Okay. Not even the style?
Yeah, style that fits our players.
All righty. Style that fits the players. But the defense, you kind of have a better feel for what that defense is.
Yeah. I think we have a pretty good feel on our offense also.
All right. That sounds good. With the talent on this defense now, do you feel that you can get a top-flight defensive coordinator? You don't have to get an assistant who you're going to elevate. You can get a guy who's pretty excited about being a defensive coordinator and a chance to win with that group.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
That's fair to say?
God. Yeah.
All righty.
This is
so
cringe.
Probably look more in that direction then?
I wouldn't say that.
All righty. You wouldn't say that?
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Okay. Let me see if I can go in this direction. What was your relationship with Jim Harbaugh?
Great.
Okay. Folks, I just want, if this isn't clicking for you, you're like, why are you guys laughing so hard? That is the interview equivalent of walking up to someone's dinner party at their house and saying, hey, how you doing? I hate everything. You suck. And by the way, I stole your car, wrecked it into a tree. Have a nice night. Like, Jim Tomsula took everything that guy was doing, is going, how about this? How about that? Could I try to ask you this? Could I try to ask you that? And he's just like, nope.
Wow.
I don't even know how this works. I don't know how to have a human interaction with a reporter for 5 minutes.
That guy went on an interview and got the job. He got the job.
That may go down. Jim Tomsula, by the way, succeeding Jim Harbaugh. Because you kind of caught that where he said, what's your relationship with Jim Harbaugh? After Jim Harbaugh left, that's who they got to replace him.
Well, this guy, I mean, Harbaugh had some problems, but...
Listen.
This guy, very eloquent, the way he talks. Let's get him in the building, and then we'll find out his football information.
I just got to tell you real quick. Do you want to know what he did in the NFL as a head coach, or as a coach?
What his
resume was? So defensive line coach with the Niners, head coach of the Niners in 2015, then to the Washington football team, defensive line coach, Cowboys defensive line coach, now head coach.
Sitco?
No. Europe. He's the head coach of the Rain Fire.
Alive?
The European, it says here, European League of Football.
Well, Rain Fire was a
Elf.
NFL Europe team.
Yes, but I'm just telling you that he is their head coach. So maybe maybe he does better in Germany. Maybe he translates well over there.
Around the Big Ten with our guy, Adam Rittenberg, coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Still looking out for just a little bit of stop-and-go traffic right now. I-70 eastbound between Mound Street and State Route 315. Things backing up just a little bit there. Could delay you at least a couple of minutes through that area. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half-off traditional wings every Tuesday. And buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, Let's Go Sports Bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Done.
Common Man and T-Bone present Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. You know who's not excellent? Mel Tucker. So Mel Tucker, Michigan State, we have not talked to you about him yet. He's been suspended. He says everything was consensual and this is blown out of proportion. I think it's icky and weird and probably pretty stupid, and he will eventually get fired once they come to some sort of conclusion or the investigation wraps up. Do you think there's any way that he can redeem himself and keep his job?
I don't, and I think the stupidity is the part that is going to be hard for anybody to get past, even if it's proven that it was a consensual relationship. Just the risk involved in getting involved with somebody who is very well known in the college football community, you know, for, you know, obviously much more serious situations, but essentially in the same realm as now she's accusing you of. So, you know, it's just, I just, it's a third rail type situation, to be honest. And, you know, coaches have their personal lives. He's certainly not the only coach that has infidelity issues around. You don't want to be naive, but the fact that it was Brenda Tracy and the fact that you took the type of risk that you did, that's going to be a hard thing to overcome. So I think, you know, the only thing in doubt here is how much money he gets after that record contract back in 2021, and or if Michigan State is able to essentially get out of this situation without paying big bucks.
Well, that was what I was going to go to next, Adam, is it feels like in reading his statement where he, you know, refuted all of this and said, you know, while yes, it was a consensual relationship, this is not rising to the level of what I'm being accused of. He does even kind of hint around in there in that statement, if I recall, about there's an effort to not want to pay my contract, or there's, you know, that hinting of it is certainly something that people, I could see them drawing that conclusion, but there, I just don't know what conspiracy we're talking about. Are you, especially with someone like Brenda Tracy, people would have to believe that she is somehow being put up to do this bidding so that rich boosters at Michigan State don't have to pay a contract. I just don't, that doesn't wash with me at all. And I'm surprised he kind of hinted at that.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of surprises in that statement that his attorney put out on behalf of Mel, and you certainly didn't hold back in some of the details. And again, I get why he's trying to defend himself, because I think he knows that it's over as far as coaching at MSU, and now it's really going to be, you know, the legal fight over whether this is a for cause termination and that holds up, or if this is, you know, in some ways a wrongful termination, or at least a termination where Mel is still owed, you know, lots of money on his existing deal. I mean, it was a 10-year deal that he agreed to late in the 2021 season. And so, yeah, it's just an unfortunate situation. I feel bad for the players there, the assistant coaches, and it would have been in some ways worse because, at least they're only two games in. You know, if this thing had run its course to where everyone sort of anticipated that hearing in early October, you know, they would have been, what, four or five games in and then had their season disrupted. So there's never a good time for this in season, but at least it happened, you know, before Big Ten play began and they were able to, you know, have a plan, at least coaching-wise, with Harlan Barnett and obviously Mark D'Antonio.
I'll believe the conspiracy theory if Brenda Tracy now takes a trip to Texas A&M to hang out with Jimbo.
And sure, right.
And they get him out of that contract, or yeah, the school out of that contract. Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg here on The Fan. Penn State visiting Illinois this week. This is a game last year that would have made Penn State fans itchy. Illinois has not looked like the same team the first two games of the season. They lost last week to Kansas. Do you think this is sort of a danger game for Penn State, or are they good enough to withstand this?
Well, I think it's, again, their first time on the road, first road start for Drew Allard. So that's always something to monitor, even with a really talented player, really talented quarterback. And then I would also say that Penn State's offensive line, which, you know, seemingly has turned a corner and has some really good players. Olufashanu is at the top of the list, a likely top 10 pick next year in the NFL. But can they handle Illinois' defensive front, which has a couple of future pros with Newton and Randolph, and, you know, was seemingly one of the strengths for them going into the year? Now, Kansas pushed them around. Kansas was very good at the line of scrimmage and did some things that really got Illinois on its heels early in that game. Penn State's designed a little bit differently. So curious to see how the Illini perform. I know that Brett Bielema has challenged them this week in practice, but they're certainly going to have to put up some points of their own and start faster on their home field to be able to have a chance against what looks like a very good, very balanced, you know, not just run pass on offense, but offense defense for Penn State. You know, this is a team that it certainly looks like it's capable of challenging Michigan and Ohio State in the Big Ten.
You know, usually this wouldn't be the type of question I would ask given, you know, about coaches' contracts as kind of inside baseball stuff, but Iowa put it out there. The contract for Brian Ferentz is known, that there's a clause that he has, you know, the offense is supposed to score a certain number of points this year, or if I remember correctly, his contract then is just not renewed next year. Doesn't mean he gets fired. How much of that do you think will matter at the end of this season? Is that something Iowa fans are right to kind of keep track of? Or at the end of the day, does Kirk Ferentz just say, well, half our guys got suspended for gambling and who could have anticipated all that? Doesn't matter. I'm rehiring my son next year anyway. Do you think there's much to this? Because if so, Western Michigan might be a time where you get some points on the board and get that average up.
Right. Well, I had a big story about this on ESPN this week. And you know, one of the themes that came out of it is that Brian Ferentz, Kirk Ferentz, and even Beth Goetz, who's the interim athletic director, who didn't do the contract, but you know, now supervises Brian directly. You know, he reports to her. She doesn't seem to care. I mean, I think that this is something that Gary Barta, the former AD, had to do, you know, under pressure to kind of show that you know, we hear you, Iowa fans. And certainly last year was frustrating, but I really think it comes down to how many games they win. You know, if they somehow go 5-7 and they're 128th in offense, then there's going to be a lot of pressure on Kirk Ferentz to not bring Brian back on any contract in 2024. If they go 9-3 or 10-2, which I think they will, and win the West Division, they were my pick before the year, then he's coming back, you know, regardless if it's 25 points a game or 19 points a game. And I do think they're better. I was at their game last week against Iowa State. I think Cade McNamara didn't play particularly well at quarterback, but Brian called a good game and there were some opportunities to make plays. They got to run the ball better. They're not a team that can get behind the chains in any form or fashion and move down the field. And they've got to get their receivers involved a little bit more, but it's going to be something we talk about. It's going to be something people track, but at the end of the day, who's the most important person around that program? It's Kirk Ferentz, who in that story told me in 34 years at Iowa as an assistant and as a head coach, he's never seen or fired a coordinator. It just doesn't happen there. It's different than a lot of other places.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate it.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. One thing we didn't get a chance to get to with him, but I'll ask you. You know my thought. There's no such thing as 0%. There's no such thing as 100%.
Right.
Okay? If Nebraska loses to Northern Illinois at home, the home opener, right?
Yeah.
Tough losses on the road to start the season. If they lose to Northern Illinois at home,
oh boy,
what are the chances that Bo Pelini is the coach of this team by week four? It's not zero.
I mean,
it's probably less than five, but it's not zero.
You know, ever since they've moved on from Bo Pelini, it's been ratcheting up with the, well, it can't get worse than this.
There's going to be a statue of Bo Pelini outside.
I'm saying at some point, if they were to drop another game to start this season, which I understand losing your, well, maybe not your first one. Who did they play week one?
No, it was Minnesota. They had that
game. They had a game. You're right.
They had that game and lost it.
The Colorado thing, now seeing how good Colorado looks after 2 weeks, that isn't as surprising. But yeah, that would not, Matt Rhule would not be long for this world, I would think, as a Nebraska head coach, if they lose three in a row to start the season, and that third one is Northern Illinois.
One radio host had to apologize for being stupid. Shockingly, it's no one on this show. Nope, not yet, Teddy.
Yet.
Maybe later.
I was going to say yet.
Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
A little bit of stop-and-go traffic still at I-70 eastbound between Mound Street and State Route 315. Could slow you down a couple of minutes there. We have an accident. Delaware County, Riverside Drive at Glick Road in the intersection there. Emergency crews on the scene. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at manandbone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Your chance to win fabulous prizes. A sports radio guy had to apologize for being stupid. Michael Kay. We talk about Michael Kay often.
Yes.
He does a show on ESPN New York. He is the television voice of the Yankees. He does the alternative broadcast of Sunday Night Baseball with A-Rod, who we will also talk about later. He went on his radio show on Monday, and he was reacting to the Giants losing 40-0 to the Cowboys.
Which is...
As you do.
Yeah, I'm going to guess in New York, that was a pretty big deal and a big question about what the hell's going
on. He's a local radio guy in New York. That's a huge story. So he's talking about it. He insinuated that the Giants and Brian Daboll were not ready to play that game because he had it on good authority that Brian Daboll had a big party over at his house on Saturday. And perhaps maybe that's the reason why they look like crap on Sunday night.
Well, that's
Michael Kay came out the next day and said, hey, about that. I've come to realize that Brian Daboll and his wife did have people at the house on Saturday, and it was because it was their six-year-old son's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do my homework, and so I apologize, and I feel like an ass and all that. So at least he had the mea culpa, I guess. But
I'm surprised someone, and I'm not, I mean, he obviously made this mistake. I'm surprised that someone of Michael Kay's stature, and given what he does, he's not just like someone who got popular by being incendiary and then that's it. Like, I could see Skip Bayless making this mistake all day. Michael Kay is a television voice of one of the biggest sports brands in the world. You don't get that job unless you're very good about kind of sifting through and weeding out a lot of weird rumors and things like that. I'm just saying, someone said that about the Yankees. He wouldn't just go on the next broadcast and be like, and that's why the Yankees are poo.
That's
like,
the knock on Michael Kay is that, you know, people are critical of him because he doesn't go scorched earth on the Yankees. They deserve it.
And this year especially.
He'll say, guys, I'm in an awkward position here. I'm employed by the team. I'm television voice of the team. I can't just come on the radio every single day and talk about how bad they suck. But a lot of people think, almost like Herbie. You know, Herbie likes to go out of his way not to be known as a Buckeye homer.
Right.
And I think because of that, he overcompensates in other areas.
So you're saying with Kay, because he
can't go scorched earth on the Yankees, he then is really hard on the Giants and Jets and Rangers because he doesn't have a direct affiliation with them. And somehow that makes up for his shortcomings with the Yankees.
Yeah, because he's got to prove that I definitely have a pulse and will definitely scream and yell about things.
Yes.
And you can trust me on all that. Oh, the Yankees?
No, I can't do that But listen to me about Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
He was having a rager on Saturday, and that's why his team sucked on Sunday.
Well, and just like Herbie, I think that causes you to lose perspective. When your whole goal just becomes to not be something, you forget how to actually be what you need
to be. That's right.
And so then you just lose perspective. So I think that's not very good at all. And for Michael Kay, he's got to be better than that. You've heard stuff. I have heard stuff, not about Ohio State or anything necessarily, but we hear stuff all the time about various sports entities. And 9 times out of 10, I look at it and go, well, I've never heard of the person who sent this to me. I don't know what their affiliation is with this story. I don't know what kind of axe they have to grind.
Let me tell you exactly what it was.
I keep it in the back of my head and then if three other people out of nowhere are also saying the same thing, then I give it some more attention.
Michael Kay, I'm sure, lives in a very high tax bracket, as he should.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, he should. And he knows other people that live in very high tax brackets. And I'm sure one of those people has a house in the same neighborhood that Brian Daboll has a house in.
I bet you're
right. They said, hey, Michael, I just want you to know, 42 cars were outside this dude's house on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then he lost 40 to nothing the next day. Maybe if he didn't have so many people he was entertaining, he'd win the damn game. And instead of checking with people,
right,
which I would assume would be pretty easy to do if you're Michael Kay, it's not like people aren't going to return your phone calls.
Well,
he went on the air and he made a very rookie mistake.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised he wouldn't call up someone and say, do you hear anything about Brian Daboll in a party? And then I'm guessing whoever gave him this info, if that person knew, there'd be other people that Michael Kay would know of that he could talk to and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, his kid's birthday is Saturday. It was Saturday, right? So that might have been it. Or his kid had a birthday, I think, this week or next, and they had a party on Saturday. Now, that all said, I would be very shocked if Brian Daboll was at the party, wouldn't you? Or if he wasn't there for like 2 seconds to like, hey, we took the picture, you know, blow out the candles, here's your cake and your party gifts and all that. Now I got to go back to working because tomorrow is the start of the season and I'm locked up in a film room otherwise. I don't know.
Well, right. It's your point too is, were all the players at the party too? Like, was the entire offensive line hungover at the party?
Yeah.
And that's why they were dominated by the Cowboy defense?
Game plan was certainly not great. Execution of game plan, not great either.
You lost 40 to nothing. None of it was good.
Maybe Daniel Jones came to the party but brought a terrible gift, and that's why Brian Daboll was like, you're going to be in this whole game.
Actually, we used Daniel Jones as the pinata on Saturday. we beat him with sticks.
And then Sunday, we just decided, well, he's already used to it, so let's keep him out there.
That's right. The WNBA posted a 17-year viewership high on ESPN this season, so... Good for them.
That's pretty good.
They're in their playoffs right now, aren't they?
Yeah, I was gonna say, we were just talking earlier this week about how ESPN has been off of Charter for a few weeks now, right?
Charter Communications, they're back on now.
They're back on now. But what I'm saying is, we were saying how some of the ratings may not reflect. They might be up a little more for some ESPN products than what numbers we've been seeing. Because the last couple weeks, a lot of people, I think it was like 15 million people didn't have ESPN that otherwise would. I'm saying the fact that the WNBA did this well, and there was a little chunk of the season where people didn't even have access to ESPN, which is what they're on, that is fairly significant. But either way, great for women's sports and great for the WNBA.
Ryan Day with his radio show today. You will hear from the coach coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We have a little bit of slow traffic right now. East Outer Belt northbound between US 33 and I-70 east side there. That's slow traffic. Maybe about a 6 minute delay through that area. So slowing things down a little bit, and we still have an accident. Delaware County Riverside Drive at Glick Road. That's in the intersection. Emergency crews on the scene. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. Perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating restaurants. While supplies last, night and only, drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zelling for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Look, maybe you guys think that sometimes we exaggerate on this show. We exaggerate some of the stories. We exaggerate about the people who work here and the soap opera behind the scenes and all of that. I would like to point out, and Teddy, as soon as you pop that music down, as soon as you're comfortable with everything in there, I would like you to come over here.
You need to see this.
Into the studio.
We need to take a picture of this.
There is, when you just wonder about what goes on here sometimes. There is a big honking toenail.
Ted missed this
in the
because
carpet.
He was in the
come
studio.
On, come over here and look.
Look
at
and
that.
See what's on the carpet over
well,
there,
look
Teddy.
At that big honking.
What is that
toenail? on the carpet.
Ted has gotten like inches away from it.
I mean, that's not any
Ted,
other
Ted, you
thing,
can confirm
right?
That's a toenail, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's 100% a toenail.
That's a disgusting.
It's a gigantic toe. Don't
it's
touch
huge.
It.
Huge.
We need a picture of this because it's going. We're going to. Here, Teddy, I'll. Here, just use my phone. You're there. Just take a picture of it. I will post it.
So just zoom I just right in know on that. What any of you would do is yeah. You just at your workspace.
Yeah.
You just sat down to do your job. And someone previously had been at the same workspace clipping their toenails and just leaving it on the carpet.
Ted never got back up. Is he okay? Did he pass out?
Oh, it's so disgusting. Teddy. He's taking a close-up Zoom shot of it. Now, if we really wanted to, we would collect that and send it for forensic DNA.
Oh, yeah.
We can find out whose toenail that is.
This is, I got to tell you, I've never in my career seen Teddy, is that not the, that's a large toenail.
That's large.
And can I tell you something, too? That is not
a
clipped toenail. That is a picked toenail.
Teddy, you had trouble with the focus, but you got the second one. You're good. It's focused. It's good. Oof.
That is a picked toenail.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had open-toed shoes sitting in here just picking
someone
at
picked
it
their toenail and left
and just
it.
Left it on the floor. And you tell me how I'm supposed to behave at this radio station. Please tell me. Tell me.
It is so disgusting.
Who? Whenever Sweet Lou comes up to me and says, "Hey, don't talk to me," I don't know when Columbo came here. Peter Falk is. Hey,
couple of questions for
hey,
you.
Hey, let me tell you
who
something.
Who left the toenail?
Nobody wants
toenail.
To hear about the rash on your peppy. All right. Well, I'll stop talking about my peppy rash if we don't have toenails at my workstation.
I actually really want to think of, yes, our station manager Sweet Lou as Columbo, just because I really like doing the Columbo voice. Because my favorite thing about the Peter Falk impression is he always just goes, "A couple of questions for you. Just one more thing. Is it true you murdered your wife in cold blood?"
Oh, okay. I got it.
It's just there's always like one more question. I may have cracked the case here. Are you the Boston Strangler? Okay. Like, it's just always like, I just have one little throwaway thing, and then he nailed it. And then it's like, wow, you got
whoa,
him, Columbo.
You got it.
You got him, Columbo. Good job.
I'm so disgusted.
We need to get Columbo or someone to come in here and figure out.
We can just pick it up and we could seriously send it for forensics.
What you say that?
We can.
What do you mean? Is there like a 23andMe of workplace forensics?
Let me tell you something, buddy. We got pull in this town.
Yeah.
There's lots of labs around here.
But I don't think any of them are like, like a crime lab.
I'll pay for it.
I am quite sure there are lots of people who would pay for lots of things to be examined. From that standpoint, who are rich enough to call up places and say, "Would you please examine this?" Like, I don't think we can call up the CPD lab and be like, "Hey guys, I know you're busy cracking cases and solving crimes. Can you look up toenails?"
They use an outside lab.
They do.
I'm sure they. Do you think they got chemists there? Like,
yeah.
in the no way.
Yeah, of course.
This isn't like CSI.
Why not?
No.
We got like 800 armored tanks roaming the streets. We can't have a couple chemists.
Listen to me.
Let's get a few.
This has got to be Beamer. It's got to be.
Beamer? No.
It's got to be Beamer.
Beamer never wears open-toed shoes. I never see him in open-toed shoes. He's always got same tied shoes.
It's
got to
be somebody who sits on this side.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
that eliminates some people.
Okay. First of all, let's say it is Beamer. Now, you're negating the fact that someone could be over here and just flick. It across
oh,
the
so you
room.
You thought it was flicked
it
over.
It could flick across the room, hit the wall behind you, bounce and roll and be right where it is.
That's a new level of psychosis.
Well, that opens it
that's
up, doesn't it?
That's a magic nail. That's one magic toenail.
All right. Let's eliminate people that we don't think it would be. I will go ahead and say it was not Devere Posey. Because Devere wears very nice clothing in here. He always smells nice. Devere, I cannot see just pulling off his socks and shoes and just picking a toenail. So he's not in the running.
I have never seen Matt Hayes wear open-toed shoes.
Matt Hayes is not.
Matty Ice,
yep,
it, is not, it is not Matty Ice's.
I agree with
Rothman
you.
Doesn't wear open-toed
Rothman
shoes.
Rothman would never in
so
a million
Rothman's
years.
So Rothman's out, and Rothman sits on this side.
Right.
So we can eliminate Rothman and Ice. That
yep.
show is eliminated.
I agree with you. Now,
this is something Bobby would do, but Bobby doesn't sit over here.
No, but Bobby wears... He wears a lot of tanks, tops, and shorts. I don't know if he wears flip-flops, but I wouldn't put it past Bob to wear whatever Bob feels like wearing on the day.
Bob wears open-toed shoes. I swear I've seen him in that.
I'm saying Bob likes a good beach, as we all do, But Bob sometimes dresses for the beach when he comes here.
All right, but
so
Bob
could possibly be the guy
to come to Bob's defense. He doesn't sit on this side.
Well,
you would have to rely on the flick, which I'm sorry. That's a tough ask for me to think that someone's going to flick that over here.
Maybe not a flick, but what I could see is if he picked it, had it in his hand, Beamer gets up to go like get a drink or something. And as he does that and walks out the door, Bobby just chucks it across the thing and he doesn't see it anymore. And maybe he doesn't know that it's landed right over there.
I will also tell you, this was not here yesterday.
I didn't see it yesterday.
Chops doesn't really wear open-toed
shoes. He sits there.
He does sit here.
But Chops is never in open-toed shoes here.
No. This toenail doesn't scream Chops, too. Like, I can look at the toenail. I don't get a Chops vibe.
I don't know who it does scream, but...
I don't get a Chops vibe from this toenail.
All right, where do you want me to post this? On my Twitter? On my Instagram?
I don't know, but Jen Winters is bothering me. She wants the picture.
Okay, Jen.
So send it to Jen. She wants the picture, she wants to post it.
If Thidoff had been in here in the last 24 hours, he would be a prime suspect, but I don't think he's been here, right? I can see someone like Thidoff absolutely wearing an open-toed shoe, picking a toenail,
you know what?
Leaving it over
I
there.
I mean,
he does sit
we're
there.
We're ignoring one of the obvious, and that's Timmy. Timmy, will you tell Timmy to come in here?
And I can confirm this. Timmy has been dressing like it is December, and it's 30 degrees out.
I know, all week.
So why is he taking his shoe off?
I don't know. But I want Timmy to come in here, look me in the eye, and verify this is not his toenail. Because he sits over here.
That's right.
And he's at the show after us.
You know what? I just got a text from my buddy Brian, who's a big listener. Brian said, and I'm not going to give his last name or anything, but I know he knows someone who works for the police department.
Okay, what I'm saying
and
is,
he said, I can get this tested. He's like, I think maybe we could. We'll see.
I'll pay for the test.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it.
Yeah. Jen just texted back because I sent her the picture and she said, F. And then she said, that's nasty.
Come in here. Tell him to come in here.
He just walked down the hall. Now he ran away. What is going on?
Tell him to come in. Oh, he's getting his headphones, I think. All I want him to do is come look at
it. Just come look at it. You don't have to talk. This is not an in-depth Nightline segment. We're just going to have him on.
He's running away. I got to get my headphones, guys.
All right,
here he comes. He's running back in here.
At Degenerate T-Bone.
I don't need your headphones. I need you to come in here.
I'm going on Instagram,
Degenerate T-Bone. Come here to me. Look at that. Is that yours?
No.
Okay.
I wear shoes.
I thought so.
I defended you, Timmy.
I have to question everyone who has been sitting in this spot.
Timmy, I defended you and said, I said 100% it's not you.
That thing is. That is a whopper. And that's not a cut. That's a pick.
A big toe. Or that could be a thumbnail of a large man.
It could be a large thumbnail.
Well, see, I didn't think about the thumbnail.
It could be a large thumbnail. I was going toe with you, but.
Or a Bobby.
Well, let me tell you something, man.
No, Beamer's got tiny little thumbnails on large hands,
That's a long nail to have for a thumbnail.
Yuck.
Yeah.
All right. Timmy says it's not him. I don't know if I necessarily believe him.
I will post the picture on my Instagram.
Protested a little bit too much there.
My Instagram is at Degenerate T-Bone.
I would never.
Timmy needed a fainting couch.
I would never.
I do declare that is above and beyond Foghorn Leghorn over there.
Has this been posted?
No, I'm trying to talk and type at the same time.
I'm just saying.
You and Timmy are over there off the microphone.
People are killing me on the burner phone. They want to see this thing.
The picture at Degenerate T-Bone on Instagram. Just give me a second to type it out.
Don't put it on the gram. Nobody sees the gram.
I'm putting it on the gram. Go find me at Degenerate T-Bone. You want to see it. And then you can see it.
Maybe you planted it just for Instagram follows.
Yes.
You're like, no, I'll put it on the gram.
Yeah, we were talking about, who was the girl that's in the Halloween movie yesterday?
Thanksgiving movie.
Thanksgiving, but it's a killing movie. It's a horror movie for Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's called Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but she's an Instagram influencer. She's got like 31 million people.
Well, maybe that's how she got her start, was tweeting out photos of toenails. I know people like photos of feet. I don't know if they like photos of toenails.
We had On the Money from that studio last night.
On the Money was in here. That's Scotty Vegas.
No, not Scotty Vegas. Who sits there in that chair?
I don't know who sits here.
Dave Biddle does. My sources have told me that.
Biddle sits in the first chair?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's
this is
all right.
Maybe this is Biddle.
This is a big deal. I think we figured out it's got to be possibly.
Hey, Timmy, will you get on the horn to Beamer and see if he noticed this morning? Because I could see Beamer seeing it and not saying anything about it and just leaving because he's an a-hole.
Yeah.
But if Beamer saw it this morning, either it was him and he's covering up for it.
Text him a picture.
I don't think I saw Beam this morning. He had closed-toe shoes. What? Those two? He had closed.
I know, but maybe it's a thumbnail.
Shoes. Beamer's got tiny little thumbnails. I think it's giant thumbnails. It's not. I don't think it's him. All right. I just shared it on my Instagram. So
to be a thumbnail, we would have to notice this person's nails because there's a lot of nail here.
That's a lot of nail.
You haven't trimmed your nails in a long time.
There's a guy that I used to work with years ago who had a super long, it was either thumbnail or index finger. I think it was thumbnail. And I remember saying it because all these other
got a coke habit.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't know this, and someone's like, "Oh yeah," or a pinky sometimes can be that
pinky,
too.
Pinky.
Where people will like apparently use that with cocaine, and I had no idea. I was again not a participant with the booger sugar, so I don't know these things. But I'm told that's the thing. So I don't know anyone here to have that type of issue. But I'm just saying.
All right.
That's a long nail.
All right, we got sidetracked.
We got sidetracked.
This is still on the floor.
No. We didn't.
And I'm disgusted by it.
We did not get sidetracked. We have had a development that required us to talk about it because this is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen at this radio station.
All right.
Other than that, you're right.
You will hear from Ryan Day, and I'm going to pick up this toenail.
Oh no! Why?
I got to get it off the floor. I'm going to keep looking at it. It's like staring at a train wreck. I don't want to, but I can't look away.
He'll touch that, but not the cricket.
I'm not going to touch that. I'm going to get a bunch. I'm going to get a mitten on.
No crickets, though.
No cricket. Well, cricket, this ain't going to jump up and get him. I mean, the cricket could.
Oh, man.
You know, cricket
put anything past this toe.
Well, true enough.
This thing's it's self-aware. It's my horrible Arnold.
That's
self-aware.
That's not.
All right, Ryan Day coming up next. Okay. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Looks like we have an accident reported north Outer Bell eastbound before US 23 north side exit 23, their left lane blocked. That is causing some stop and go traffic backing up to around State Route 315 there. Emergency crews are on the scene. Maybe about a 5-minute delay, but looks like traffic kind of backing up a little bit more there. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations. While supplies last, dine and only drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Debate rages on.
Oh, yeah.
I had to pick it up and get rid of it.
Yeah, we have had people just left and right on. I posted on my Instagram. I think we're going to post it on the. Do you want me to put it on the station social? I just
put it on all the station stuff.
I don't know if we can.
Why?
I mean, well, we can, but it's you follow 971 the Fan on Twitter, and we're like, hey, here comes the Browns. Get this today, or
hey,
the Buckeyes.
Can I tell you something?
There's a toenail. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
We have a little tweet about the Browns. Okay.
Hey, Kevin Stefanski show coming up tonight. What's that get? 2 likes? I guarantee you put this toenail thing up, you'll get more engagement than anything you ever posted about the Browns.
All right. I'm going to post. I will post it to the Fan Social, and I will say, per the request of our afternoon show, we are posting this. If you have a problem with that, please tweet at Man and Bone. There you go.
Fine. Whatever, man. I'm saying somebody took off a chunk of their toenail. They picked it off. Not like clipping it would be any better. It's a toenail. I mean, it's not a fingernail.
No.
It's not a thumbnail. It's a toenail.
Timmy's like, well, this guy's got a big hand. That guy,
this is a toenail.
It's the thickness. The thickness of a toenail.
And it's the way they cut it. They picked it off,
too. It's not a fingernail.
It's a toenail. I had to pick it up and throw it away.
You had like 8 Clorox wipes to do it, and I don't blame you. Have we eliminated the possibility? Because this is what I'm thinking. Who picks off a toenail, right? Tim was like shocked that people do this, but they do. I've done it. I pick off my toenail
in my own house.
Yeah, and throwing it away.
Right. Maybe I'll give the cheesy nail a whiff, but then I'm throwing it away. Gross.
No, but here's what I'm saying, though, is I think someone sitting here with flip-flops on, maybe they were distracted, maybe they were in the moment of their show, they then were picking at their toe because that's what they were doing while they were thinking and talking. And then at the end of the segment, they looked down and realized, oh, man, I just about picked off my toenail, and they picked the rest of it off. And then they sat there as their co-host hopefully didn't notice. And then after they walked out of the room, I bet this thing got thrown across the room. I don't think it happened in that chair.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable, okay? I never do. We have a lot of jokes on this show, all right? Put your headphones on. I'm talking to you. I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Okay.
I never ask you to do things for me, like, you know, go get me a drink or go get me something to eat. Like, I've never done that, right? I want you to vouch for me.
That is correct.
Okay. Would you have a problem calling Dave Biddle and politely asking him if he picked his toenail in this studio
Petty's
last night?
Petty's not calling anyone.
Just be
Petty.
Polite about it.
You're not doing that.
Because I think it's Biddle. I think Biddle picked his toenail and he left it here. And that's even worse if a part-timer does it. Look, it's disgusting if Beamer does it, but at least Beamer's a full-timer in here all day long. A part-timer is like a guest in here.
It's no way Ted's doing it. Ted, you're not calling him, right? You're not doing it.
No, I'm not going to call him. Maybe I'll send him a text or
okay.
something.
Okay. Huh? Whatever you're comfortable with.
How about...
send him a text.
Bone has the picture there. Just send it to him and hey.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm posting it on the fan account right now. So you can see it.
Claim this toenail.
Go to Twitter.
You know what? It's okay. If you did it, we'll forgive you.
Yeah.
All right? I just want to know whose it is.
We just got to know.
I just want to identify the person. We're going to forgive you.
Okay.
All right. We may never ask you back and all that. But
all right. It's posting to the fan Twitter account at 971 the fan. If you want to see it on Twitter, X, whatever. It's on my Instagram at Degenerate
T. I think I deserve to go into a workplace
that doesn't have
people's picked off toenails. That's all I'm saying.
By the way, Abby tweeted the show.
Which one? Doctor or stupid?
Abby, our gal who lives south of 270.
You didn't answer.
She's not stupid, Abby.
Is she Dr. Abby?
No.
Then she's stupid,
She's
Abby.
Not stupid, Abby. She said, nothing like T-Bone pimping out a random toenail to up his Instagram followers for shame.
That's why I think maybe it's an inside job.
I was not.
Maybe you planted it.
I just thought pictures go on Instagram, Twitter, and X. They're trying to be more text-based. Whatever. Okay, fine.
They're trying to be text-based.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hello. I'm text-based.
It's on the fan Twitter account for all to see.
All right.
If you like it,
go
great.
Look at
if you don't, and Ryan we Day. Lose a bunch of followers on our social page, then you'll know
Do
why.
Do you? Who cares? Get out of here.
Yeah, Abby's sitting there saying, I'm trying to get Instagram followers. I'm worried we're going to lose
followers on the station
account for tweeting out a toenail.
We just sent thousands of people look at this toenail. Okay, this is why I've always said, if you put an app out there called Rate My Poop.
Oh, no.
And you took a picture of your floater and then people... I'm serious. That is $1 million idea.
I'm not. You can have all that you want. I'm not downloading that app ever. Sorry. I don't know who is. If you would, congratulations. That's not me.
Let me tell you something. There's also 100% chance. Well, there's no such thing as 100%. 99.9% chance.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Day has a toenail somewhere in his office.
What do you mean?
He looks like a toenail picker.
You think he's picking toenails?
I think he's picking. Well, first of all, he spends tons of time in his office.
I don't think Ryan Day's picking.
He doesn't have time to go home and groom.
I don't think he's.
I mean,
doing
you,
that.
You and I are sitting at home all the time. We're lazy bums. He's there trying to watch film, trying to get better for Western Kentucky. He doesn't have time to go to Walgreens and buy a nail clipper. He's picking it himself.
No, but I would assume like one of the 8 million staffers they have over there, where it's like Coach Day said he needs toenail clippers. And they'd be like,
no, he's not going to do that. He's going to pick his own toenails.
Target right down the street. They just go to Target, get it, bring it back.
All right, here's Ryan Day talking about the different challenge for this week.
I forgot we were doing a transition
ready
into Ryan Day
for Western.
I was just wondering why we were discussing Ryan Day's toenail.
That's why. Here's Ryan Day.
Different challenge this week. Going to be a whole different game. Almost the opposite spectrum of what we experienced the last couple of weeks. So excited to get on the field Saturday and see how this game shakes out. You know, they're going to kind of throw it all over the place, play fast, and got an opportunity to kind of see where our growth's at.
He seems a lot out of breath right there.
This
almost like he was feverishly picking his toenails right there.
By the way, I just want to point out, I won't harp on this. That is Ryan Day. Every time he talks, where he's like, he's got a
he's not Thad.
Yeah, he's starting to be.
No,
Thad. He's starting to get Thaddy.
He's
got to move the football.
Well, here's Ryan Day talking about urgency.
Yeah.
Ready for urgency?
We don't have enough plays.
Emphasis this week is just having ridiculous amount of urgency. We show up every single day to try to get better, and that's all you can do. But, looking to ratchet up every area of the game.
Ratchet it up.
Kyle McCord needs more game reps and experience.
Yeah, I mean, the more you play, the more comfortable you feel, the more things you see. You're not doing everything for the first time, and that's what we're counting on. That's what we need. We need that play to increase, in all areas, but certainly at the quarterback position. And now going into game three, we want to see him take the next step.
Did you want me to comment on that, or do you want to know what people are saying about the toenail?
You know what I want to know.
Okay. Dwibbins says, what about the toenail adjacent white hair? There is a white hair next to it on this picture. I mean,
well, that's a carpet though. I mean that.
No. I think this is like it's gotta be an eyelash. I mean, again, I'm the only one around here really that well, Biddle has a little salt and pepper. So
I'm telling you, this is trending towards
Biddle.
Dave Biddle.
Yeah. And then Nick says Bobby is known for ripping off his toenails. That's
true. But Bobby doesn't sit over here.
I'm telling you, you could flick it.
He's not going to flick it.
Yes, he could flick the toenail.
Bob's a lot of things. I don't think he's a flicker.
That's fair, because Bobby is, to me, the type of guy who would have a problem with someone doing this. I'm just also pointing out Bobby is the only person here who I think may have had flip-flops on in the last month.
No, that's not true.
You don't think so?
No, Biddle wears flip-flops.
Well, that's true. Biddle does. You're right. Biddle's the other guy. Biddle was here yesterday.
Well, like the Boatman.
Bodie does not. He strikes me as a very simple guy who likes to keep to himself.
That's
the last
true,
thing he would do is leave remnants of himself around the office.
If I did, I'm not saying he is this guy, but if I had to choose a guy here at the radio station that perhaps has a bag of every haircut clipping he's ever had, just in his house,
who you think that would be?
I think it would be the Boatman.
No.
So maybe he saves his toenail clippings.
Let me tell you, Bodie strikes me as the type of guy who's like, I don't need a lot in life, and I'm not trying to keep a lot in life. I'm just trying to live and enjoy life, and I'm just in the moment.
But maybe it's that Zen atmosphere.
No.
That he just picks and flicks.
No. You know, and I agree with that. Bobby probably wouldn't do that to the stat. Like, he wouldn't flick a toenail around here because he wouldn't want that done to him.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want that.
Yeah. One baseball player is getting a weird send-off. And if you think we're not going back to the toenail, then you're just stupid, because we are. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have an accident north Outer Belt eastbound after US 23 north side exit 23 there. That was on the left lane. Now it's just blocking the left berm. They moved that out of the way. Still some stop-and-go traffic, maybe only a couple of minutes in delays there. And stop-and-go traffic, US 33 westbound between I-270 Dublin and State Route 161. A five-minute delay through that area. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. The perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for a happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zelig for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
I like to point out that if Chris Spielman were still working here,
yeah,
that'd be the end of this discussion.
What do you mean?
Because there's no doubt he would have done it.
Oh, about the toenail? Picked
his toenail and left it in
just
the studio.
Left it in
there's no doubt he would have done it.
So if you've missed us, you just joined us. The last couple segments, we've been discussing the fact that someone left a gigantic toenail in the studio.
Huge.
Behind where Mike sits, which is, that is position one in the on-air studio, usually where the host is that's running the sound effects or whatever. Anyway, so we've been trying to figure out who left this toenail. You can see this toenail on my Instagram, at Degenerate T-Bone.
Stop promoting your own Instagram. Well, just go to the fan Twitter account.
Or you can go to the fan Twitter account, which is far more people following it. I didn't want to tweet it from there, but you said to put it on there, so it's on there
people
now.
People want
to
know.
I'm going to delete it in
people
like an hour.
No, don't delete. People are blowing up the burner phone. And don't cheat the people who listen on the podcast.
You're right. The podcast people.
The people who listen on the podcast are going to go. Right. It's going to be deleted. They're going to be pissed off.
All right, fine. I'll leave it up till tomorrow. I don't know. I can't leave it up there. That's disgusting. I don't know. That's just too.
You know what else is disgusting? Coming to work and finding a toenail.
That's what I said. I had a few people on Instagram who were like, "Why are you showing us this?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm showing you my lived experience, man. I'm right here next to it.
We're trying to figure out who this belongs to. Right now, I got about an 80% confidence that it's Dave Biddle.
Okay, so we've had a few people who've chimed in. Martin says you could measure the clipping and then mathematically deduce the width of the toe, kind of like measuring a shark bite. Yes, but I don't know the measurements of everybody's feet here.
Yeah,
and so I'm not going to be able to get that.
Excuse me, can I measure your foot? We can't do that when people come in.
Tom says, why is it so curved? Because that's
what kind of flat-ass toenails do you have, Tom?
Some people have like the squarey nails, and other people have like the very curved, roundy nails. I'm just saying, everybody's different.
I will say this is a very curved
nail. It's curvy.
Nail.
Jay says, that looks like a boomerang, probably more lethal. We've had a few people who have said... I'm not even going to tell you what they said because it's too gross. They said they would put it in their mouth. I'm telling you, people have said this, and I'm like, nope. You don't even know where it came from. You don't even know where it's from. I wouldn't put my own in there, let alone someone else's, let alone someone I don't know. Just saying. There are people also asking for all of us to submit pictures of our feet, so that they can do some of the detective work themselves. And while I appreciate your attempt to get us to start an only on the fan, only fans, we're not going to do
that. You know, normally we do this on
we're not doing
Wednesdays, but I feel like some of these comments deserve the cycle of the week music.
Yeah, no kidding. Let me see if I've got a few more.
But people are saying it's Bo Bishop's. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Bo Bishop does the show from Cleveland.
I was going to say, did he fling it here from Berea? It's not
Bo's.
We have got, let's see. Dylan says that could definitely be Carpenter's thumbnail.
It's not a thumbnail.
And
he would have to flick it. And I don't think Carpenter's a flicker.
Yeah. Multiple people. Realtor D says the photo in the entire toenail segment has made me ready to vomit. Hashtag toenails are gross. I am sorry, but we are living with this.
All right, but he still replied to the thing, so
yeah,
he was interested enough to go look at it.
That one Orchid said, take all your shoes off, take the socks off, and put the toenail up to everyone's toes. Again,
people who left the toenail are probably gone for
also,
the day.
We're not all here at the same time, even if we wanted to do this. And then Craig with a great point. Who lets their nails get that long in the first
place?
Well,
that's another valid question.
Great question.
Because whoever did this, they need to work on the hygiene.
It's lengthy. Now, we've had a few people say it's Bo Bishop. I can assure you it's not.
It's not Bo.
We've had a few people assure us or ask us if it's Matty Hayes. I assure you it's not.
It's not.
Matt would never take his shoes off.
First of all, he doesn't sit over here. Second of all, I've never seen his toes. I've known this guy for 10 years.
That's right. This is from 11 minutes ago. TW says, I'd chew on it. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. I'm getting comments of people saying they would
do this. The answer is, these are the people listening to us.
Thank you.
These are the people who have chosen to listen to us. So why are we surprised that they're whack jobs?
Well, here's the thing. I just want to be clear, too. There was a debate earlier on, if this was Timmy was like convinced it was a fingernail,
it's not a fingernail.
It's 100. Everybody on Instagram and Twitter is saying that is a toenail. That is definitely a toenail.
It's not a fingernail. There's no way.
No.
Unless someone had their toe grafted onto their thumb because they lost their thumb in a tractor accident. It's not.
Yeah. Right.
A fingernail.
Toe man is what they call that guy. Toe man, chew your nails in someone else's room. Toe man.
All right, Adam Wainwright, your guy, Teddy, Cardinals pitcher.
Sure.
Is going out this season. It's going to be a last season. And he's going out in style. The Cardinals announced yesterday that Wainwright would perform new songs in a post-game concert following the team's September 30th game against the Reds. There will also be a fireworks show. He is presumably the first major leaguer to celebrate his own retirement by performing his own on-field concert.
Well, you know what? I'd say that's pretty impressive. That I don't know how good the music will be.
Opening day this year.
Wow.
He sung the national anthem.
You know what, though? He's had a very long and successful career, and apparently he's a decent musician. So,
yeah, but there's also this.
That's not how I would do it.
He's 42. The team is set to miss the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. He started 20 games this year, and his ERA is 7.95.
Ooh.
And so maybe the best thing he does all year is this concert.
Because
it's not pitching.
Bronson Arroyo also going to be out there? Maybe they could be in the band together. You know, bring the fan bases together a little bit. Be like, well, I'm a Reds fan. I like the Cardinals, but Bronson Arroyo's out there. Maybe Adam Wainwright and him get together. Maybe they play some great music together. You never know. You okay?
No, this is consuming me now.
The toenail?
Yeah, it's consuming.
Go figure. I understand. At least it's gone. At least we threw it out.
I had to pick it up and remove it.
I know.
And the Timmy was upset with me that I threw it away. Dig through the trash, Timmy. It's right there. It's in the trash.
Honey, what'd you do at work today? Well, I dug through the trash for a toenail because I needed to get a closer look.
Sounds about right.
Yep, that's it.
Degenerate T-Bone is next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have an accident north Outer Belt eastbound after US 23 north side exit 23 there. That was on the left lane. Now it's just blocking the left berm. They moved that out of the way. Still some stop-and-go traffic, maybe only a couple of minutes in delays there. And stop-and-go traffic US 33 westbound between I-270 Dublin and State Route 161. A five-minute delay through that area. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. The perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zelig for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Degenerate T-Bone is coming up in mere moments. Would you rather? Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text us 614-787-3093. Hey, if you miss a second of the show, then please go back and listen to the podcast. You can get your podcast, this podcast, wherever you get your podcast. What?
That's something you said.
Just go search Common Man and T-Bone wherever you get your podcasts. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Hang on. We got a couple more quick things on the toenail, and then we'll get to Degenerate T-Bone. Let's see. This is Rio Ward says, that looks like the Chargers logo. Great call. It really does.
I can see that.
In fact, now we need to get it photoshopped on like a helmet of a Chargers player. I think that'd be great. And then Kaz says, that's definitely Mike Babcock's. He wanted it shared.
Sure. He was in this studio.
Yeah.
But well, you know what? Closed-toed shoes.
Can you imagine if he came in and was like, I want to look at your phone, and then he took my phone and was like, oh my God, that's my toenail.
All right, sorry. I've zoomed in on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the picture of the toenail at the fan Twitter account at 971.
Why did you zoom in on it?
Because I wanted to make sure that I was correct in looking at, there seems to be a red discoloration.
Oh, gross. Oh, jeez.
On the left side of the toenail.
Why?
why would you CSI this photo to that level?
I'm just saying.
It's a toenail. We got it. Why are you zooming in? That's disgusting.
I'm just saying there's a red discoloration. That's all I'm saying.
Hang on a second. Because Alexander has a good point. He said, what if another department placed it there while nobody was paying attention?
No, they wouldn't come in here.
I know, but if that is the case, we could open that up to all the television people.
Well, we could. I mean, but that would be... Now we're talking about conspiracy theories. And you know my thoughts on that. I think it's much more reasonable that just a disgusting person came in here, sat at this chair, and picked their toenail. I don't think it's reasonable that Angela Pace came down here and planted a toenail.
No, well, Angela certainly would not, but...
Or would she?
Well... Like Don, I don't think
she.
I'm trying to think of the sports guys because the sports guys work over on this side of the building.
We've got to do your thing.
We'll do it quick and then we'll get back to this.
We've got one more hour to go on the show. We can discuss all the conspiracies you want.
Fine.
This is your segment.
What do you want from me?
It's Degenerate T-Bone. I'm giving you time.
Okay, I don't need time.
Common Man and T-Bones.
Degenerate T-Bone.
Degenerate T-Bone.
T-Bone's picks for the weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites, providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
I feel like I'm working with Skip Bayless today.
All right, Mike.
I really do.
Vikings at the Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles, just the money line, minus 260. And I got Jalen Hurts going over the 253.5 yards through the air, because if Baker Mayfield could read that defense, Jalen Hurts is going to figure it out. No problem. So I'm good there. I have got the Bengals at home against the Ravens, minus 175. I don't believe what I saw from the Bengals last week. I think they'll be much better this week. Seahawks at the Lions. I'm going to take the Lions straight up, just the minus 225 there. They are, of course, favored, as you may have guessed. Who else did I have here? Did I have anybody else? No. That's it.
That's it?
Back to toenails. Yeah, I told you it's quick. We got toenail talk to get to. What do you want?
Toenail talk.
Every week I do this, I hear how stupid I am on all these picks.
Well, you are.
So there you go.
At least give people the opportunity to go Apo Taco on whatever you say.
Well, I did. I gave them a bunch of NFL games. I'm giving you a limited selection this week because I got distracted by toenail. So I don't know what to tell you.
All right, so go ahead.
All right. So I am wondering of the sports guys on 10 TV. Who do we think is most likely? Because all three of these guys are television personalities. They're all, you know, handsome men in their own right. Would we have Adam King, Dave Holmes, or Dom Tiberi of the three of them? If one of them came in here and deposited a toenail and then left.
King wouldn't do it.
No, I don't think
King,
so.
King has the... Someone who did this has to be devious.
Well, see, okay? I don't really
like,
think...
King is like Joey Tribbiani, where there's just... There's not a lot there.
You don't think King's devious
at
all?
Not a lot of substance there.
You don't think... I wouldn't say that. You don't think he can be devious? He could be. Now, Dave Holmes, I think, is a genuinely good guy.
Holmes could do this. If I was going to pick someone, it would be Holmes.
I don't think Holmes
would. Yeah. This looks like a ginger nail.
I'll tell you this. Dom would not do this. Dom would come in here and go... Now, Dom might accidentally do it where he sits, but I couldn't see him getting up and walking over here. I could see Dom just picking a toenail off and flinging it. I just don't think he would come in here and do it.
I don't think it's someone from TV.
What if Tiberi took off his sock, picked a toenail, flung it, and then either King or Holmes was like, don't flick your toenail at me, and then thought, wait a second, I could leave this for the radio guys. Nice little surprise for them in the morning. That could be.
If we're going conspiracy, which I don't believe in.
I know you
don't. Since you want to take me down this
road. I'm just asking the question.
I said there appears to be a reddish hue.
Ugh.
Where perhaps there was some red nail polish at one point. Perhaps it's Yolanda Harris's toenail.
Now that's
why are
a
we
theory.
Assuming that it's just a male's toenail?
Well,
this could be a female's toenail.
I guess you're right. And again, Jen Winters has not. She's of course been posting about how gross this is.
And Jen has been very vocal about how disgusting this is. Maybe she's too vocal about how disgusting it
that's
is.
That's a great point.
Because Jen also spends time in this studio on a regular basis.
I just want to point out, of the women who work here that I know, I can't picture any of them thinking, oh yeah, I'll take my shoe off, clip a toenail, and then walk it into a studio and drop it there. Like, that's not happening. So, I don't think any of that happened, but again...
What about an engineer?
Well...
After hours. Maybe they came in to check on the equipment.
That would entail an engineer coming in here voluntarily.
Right.
In off hours. So we can eliminate that 100%.
We could be off the air and they wouldn't come in here.
Were there any tickets that people put in that said, hi, I need help, and while you're here, can you clip a toenail or two just to make the place have some ambiance? Because maybe then they'd do it.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
You want to move off a toenail coverage after an hour? I'm shocked. We got an hour out of a toenail, Marconi. Take that and shove it up your noodle. I guess a Marconi's not really a noodle. That's a guy. But I was thinking
should
of
we submit
macaroni.
This show?
That's what I was thinking.
You know, no. One of our sales guys, Joe Harden.
Yeah.
Was just nominated for National Salesperson of the Year.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't win because he's a loser.
he was
nominated.
Listen, he finished ranked in the top five.
He did. I love Joe.
That's
great.
Joe's an awesome
dude.
Joe's
awesome.
Yeah.
But if Joe's getting nominated, why can't we submit this hour of the show for nomination?
To the Marconi people?
Well, look, what do they value with these radio awards?
Not
thinking,
us.
No.
Not
thinking,
what we do.
Thinking on your feet. This wasn't planned. This wasn't scheduled.
Hey, thinking on your feet. Toenail reference.
Okay.
Look at that.
I'm just saying the ability to be witty, off the cuff.
Yeah, not a cusp or a cup. Off the cuff.
Knowing how to speak.
They also value like knowing how to talk to your audience.
I'm just saying.
In an understandable and clear way.
For an hour, we've covered breaking investigative news.
Yeah, we've disgusted probably thousands of listeners in Columbus who may not want to ever listen to us again.
Okay, well, they were going to do that anyway.
Fair enough.
At least we gave them a reason.
That's right.
Great news for pickleball. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We're still looking out for an accident in the area. US 23 northbound at I-270 north side. Right lane blocked there due to an accident just past the exit ramp there from the north outer belt westbound. Emergency crews are on the scene. Traffic backing up there could delay at least a few minutes through that area. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. Perfect way to offset a long day, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zelick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
This ain't one of them. Hey, football fans, join us on Saturday at the Ozone Tailgate on Lane. The party gets going at 11 a.m., featuring a live broadcast of the Fan pregame show with Matty Ice and Devere Posey. Enjoy great food, cold beverages, live music, and watch the game on a gigantic screen. And remember to bring cash.
Oh, bring cash.
Bring cash.
I love it when it's time to bring cash.
You can't have cash inside the stadium, but we only take cash outside the stadium, sponsored by your Central Ohio Ford dealers. Visit your local Central Ohio Ford dealer today. Bring cash.
I want to be clear. You can carry whatever amount of cash into Ohio Stadium you want to.
They just won't take it from you.
Take it. Yeah. It's useless there.
Yeah.
But they're not going to stop you on the way. Excuse me, is that thousands of dollars of cash in your pocket? You have to leave that outside. They're not going to do that.
Well, thousands of dollars.
Well, I don't know how much cash people are rolling around with these days.
Thousands of dollars?
I'm never carrying cash around. I'm just saying, if you carry cash around, they're not going to stop you at Ohio Stadium. So you can bring it with you to the Ozone tailgate, and then you can leave it in your pocket after we're done and go into the game.
Here's some news from Front Office Sports. Major League Pickleball and the PPA Tour have announced a deal to merge. I didn't know there were warring pickleball factions, but there are.
I didn't know either.
They've announced a deal to merge, forming a United Professional Pickleball Holding Company. The consolidation is backed by a $50 million investment, I'm sure, by the Saudis. So I didn't know we had warring pickleball, but now good news, Bone, they're one.
Great.
One.
$50 million for pickleball.
The only way would
be easier to do is just to light your money on fire, but...
What are you talking about, man? This is the future, all right?
Future of what?
Of sport.
Pickleball?
Get on board or just jump in the grave, all right? I'm going.
Now, to be clear...
I'm going with the future.
Hold on. If you like to play pickleball, again, it's not my thing, and I usually am pretty down on it, but I will even let you live in this discussion for a second. I am not saying pickleball itself can't be something that someone enjoys. I don't understand why you do, but to each their own. What I'm saying is this thing they're trying to do with this $50 million investment, this is not them playing pickleball at the local, you know, facility or whatever for tennis or that kind of thing. This is them trying to turn this into a league and a thing you watch on television. Nobody wants to watch pickleball on television. If they want to see a racket sport, they will watch a racket sport. It's called tennis, and it's on all the time. They got a million tournaments. They play for 17 weeks in a row at one place, and then they go to the next place. There's always tennis on. They got a whole channel for tennis. Why would you want to watch a dumbed-down version of tennis that's not as fun, not as good, and has a much more annoying, unsatisfying sound? No thanks.
We have a new reason for...
What?
Aaron Rodgers' injury.
We do.
This past Monday night.
Other than him being old and the turf and defense or offensive line being bad and all that, what's the new reason?
There's a reason. Awful Announcing tweeted this out. This is from Newsmax host Greg Kelly.
Okay.
He said about Aaron Rodgers, "How about going to church? Ayahuasca tea is a crummy substitute for God."
Wait.
I'm not saying that's wrong.
I thought Robert Sala very clearly said they're going to be sending up prayers for Aaron Rodgers. So where is this? What's his name? Greg Kelly?
This is Greg Kelly.
Okay, where does Greg Kelly get off saying that there was no God involved with Aaron Rodgers? Clearly prayers were thrown up there, right?
Well, no, but
I'm saying
Aaron Rodgers apparently needs more God. Maybe if he
again,
had more.
Okay, I just want to follow the logic.
Then he wouldn't have torn his Achilles.
So all the other people praying for him, that's no good if he doesn't pray for himself?
Can I tell you something? I actually find joy that both people on the left and the right hate Aaron Rodgers. We can unite on nothing.
Everyone can agree on is that Aaron Rodgers sucks.
We can unite on nothing.
Yes.
But both the left and the right have found ways to hate Aaron Rodgers. This is a unification moment. This is like September 12th all over. Let's start putting flags outside.
Actually, apparently, like, Mike Greenberg is not going to unite with anybody on this because he is very much missing Aaron Rodgers. But everybody else, I think, is pretty much like, yeah, this
well,
is great.
Greg Kelly probably has a thought on Mike Greenberg, too.
No, we don't want to know that. Nope.
Maybe if Mike Greenberg wasn't praying to the Jewish God, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have torn his Achilles.
And this is where I always would get off track in church is because I would say, I'm sorry, aren't they all like the Jewish?
Aren't they,
this is the God of Abraham, right? That, is it not all the, if I know my history of that area of the world and the religions they're in, I don't know what the argument is there is what I'm saying. And then I would get yelled at and that's why I'm not going in.
What was the Will Ferrell racing movie?
Ricky Bobby?
Ricky Bobby.
Ballad of Ricky
Talladega
Bobby.
Talladega Nights.
That's right, where he's praying to the Jewish God.
Oh, well, he said to sweet baby Jesus, little nine-pound baby Jesus.
But then when he thought he was on fire on the track, he was praying to all different gods.
Oh, he was okay.
Yeah. He was praying to Oprah and Tom Cruise.
That's right. Help me, Tom Cruise, yes.
Help me, Jewish God.
Right, help. I mean, at that point, you're just looking for any help, right? Is there more than one Hindu god? I'm not sure, but if that would work, I'm sure that's who he'd pray to.
All right.
I'll tell you this. I do feel for Aaron Rodgers in the sense that no matter what he says, there are going to be a lot of people who just hate his guts. Actually, I lied. I don't feel for Aaron Rodgers at all.
I was gonna say, what are you talking about? First of all, when you're
play some pickleball, Aaron Rodgers.
You are so arrogant. Where's my thing?
I hear actually pickleball is great for your Achilles, Aaron Rodgers. You should go play.
I shall rise.
Everybody
again.
Can play pickleball. That's what I'm told. It doesn't shatter.
Free my people from bondage. I shall rise again.
There you go. Yeah, that's good.
Pickleball. I did that already. Hey, rumblings that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are dating. Now, I'm confused by this. First of all, clarification has come out saying they are hanging out, but they're not officially dating.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Like, there wasn't a blood oath that was signed? Okay.
Well, people have a lot of definitions when it comes to dating. I'm guessing if Travis Kelce...
Are they bumping uglies?
I think that's what they're saying is, number one, I don't think you sent out a press release saying, and in other news, we're having sex. You're welcome.
Something? Like, if I don't think people are... If Taylor Swift had it with me, I would send out a press release.
That's again, why that will, among many other reasons, that will never happen.
I'm guessing Travis Kelce... Write a song about me, lady.
No, she only does that after you. After you've broken up.
Well, then I mean, if I send out a press release, I assume we're going to be broken up then after that.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? But she's not calling me again.
So the timeline here, as I understand it, Travis Kelce shot his shot with her back in June?
He said this.
Yes.
And he got shot down.
And he said that nothing came of it and was shot down and that was that. Well, time is a flat circle. And now it appears that we are all the way around to where Taylor Swift goes, you know what, that guy Travis Kelce, who initially I didn't appreciate the forwardness, but now I kind of do. Maybe that's, look, man, the guy went out there, he told her how he felt, initially got shot down, but he just said, all right, I guess I'll take my lumps and leave. And then she said, no, don't go so quickly. And she realized what she was missing out on.
What is she missing out on? Is she rubbing his hyperextended knee?
What is she missing out on? He's an NFL player.
Well, she doesn't need that clout. She's Taylor Swift.
I didn't say she needs clout. Maybe she finds him attractive because he's an NFL player who's built like a Greek god, like most NFL players are.
Now,
Maybe that is something she values.
She can get anybody she wants. All right?
Yeah.
She doesn't need the Cleveland version of Rob Gronkowski.
That's right, but
she
I'm
could do
saying,
better than Travis Kelce.
She's dated some musicians. She's dated, I believe, some actors.
How about you date a normal person?
She's dated some rich billionaire types, I think.
How about you find somebody at the Applebee's? Like regular people.
Like I said, I don't know how it works for famous people. I don't know how it works to date. I haven't dated in, 20 years. I've been married, but I'm saying... I assume it's difficult to meet people when you're Taylor Swift and you're like, I want to meet a normal person. Let me just go hang out at the Starbucks and catch a vibe. You can't, because the second you show up anywhere, it's like, oh my God, it's Taylor Swift. And a million people descend on you and they're screaming at you.
I don't believe that.
How is she supposed to talk to like a regular person?
Small town. Look, this could be like a Hallmark Christmas movie. Taylor Swift moves to small town Wyoming.
Right.
Okay.
Where they have the internet and they know who she is.
No, they don't know who she is.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
But go ahead.
So she moves to small town Wyoming around Christmas time, of course.
Sure.
Just to decompress from her life.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her publicist calling her all the time like, Taylor, come back. We need you.
Then she goes out in a field and throws her phone into like an oil rig or something.
She's
and is
at,
like, I'm
she's
done with you.
She's at a mom and pop coffee shop in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
This town happens to really love Christmas. So they're all decorated for Christmas. Everybody in the town knows each other. She's just having a coffee. She's trying to be incognito. She's got dark glasses on, perhaps wearing a wig.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, great.
She locks eyes with some, maybe someone accidentally spills some creamer on her.
Mm, sure, that's how it always starts.
And she locks eyes with someone. And the guy says, do I know you? You look familiar. Do I know you from somewhere? And she gives a fake name. Says, sure. No. I'm just passing through town. Trying to find myself, then all of a sudden.
Well, then what?
I'm just, I'm not a professional scriptwriter here.
Clearly, you've built no story, you've built no drama, you've built no angle, you've built nothing.
This is what the Hallmark movies are.
I'm just saying. So
eventually, people in the town figure out who she is.
So
there's a big hysteria moment. But at that point, she's already in love with the guy from the coffee shop. So she renounces her fame and moves to Wyoming.
So to be clear,
to be with this guy.
It's super easy for Taylor Swift to date a normal person. All she has to do is wear a giant disguise.
I'm just saying, you're not trying hard enough.
Middle of, you know what happens if she goes to a coffee shop in Wyoming? There's a bunch of guys who don't know who she is because they all look like Sam Elliott and they've all been working out in a cattle farm
even
for
better
60 years.
She's like, maybe go for an older guy that has the body from working.
The body.
Yeah, how's it going? I got this tanned leather hide myself out there turning barbed
wire. Maybe too many of these pretty boys.
Sure.
You get Sam Elliott with the mustache.
Yeah, I can see how this goes. And then she's like, what do you think of Taylor Swift's music? I'm like,
who? Taylor Swift?
I don't like her at all.
Finally, someone who's not going to kiss my ass. Do it to me, Sam Elliott.
That's not how any of this works. So I'm just telling you, Travis Kelce is a normal guy. She's like, oh, what are you, just in the NFL? How many followers on Instagram? Oh, only a couple million? Got it. You're a normal, down-to-earth, small-town boy from where? Kansas City? Where is that even? I only played two nights there. I didn't do like a five-night stay there.
Lincoln Riley says he's getting death threats, or he got death threats. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Still looking out for that accident. US 23 northbound at 270 north side there. The right lane blocked just past the exit ramp from the north outer belt westbound. Police and wrecker on the scene. Hopefully they'll have that cleared soon. In the meantime, though, causing some delays through that area. Going to have to be a little bit patient there. This report sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code OHIO150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Sports gambling is legal in the state of Ohio, and the only place Bone and I do our debauchery is Hollywood Casino Columbus. And if you don't believe us, you can come out on Monday.
That's right.
To the sports book at Hollywood Casino Columbus and watch us do the show live. 3 to 6, we're going to be there. No cover charge, none of that. You just have to be 21 because it's a casino.
That's right.
A 12,000 square foot sports book. And Bone and I will be occupying 2 square feet of it. That means there's a lot of room for people to come and gather. They're expecting a record-breaking crowd on Monday, so get there early. When I say record-breaking crowd, I mean like 6 people.
There will be people there, so you may want to get there just a tad early. But yeah, we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Lincoln Riley, he is the head coach at USC, but of course he left Oklahoma fans and left them dejected when he left at the end of the 2021 season. He was talking to Graham Bensinger on In Depth with Graham Bensinger.
What a show name that is.
About concerns for his family after there were numerous break-in attempts at his Oklahoma residence. He says his wife, Caitlin, told Bensinger that the family had to hire armed security after the burglary attempts. He said, quote, yeah, I had multiple. I had lots of different people trying to break into the house the days after it happened. And 95% of the fans and people out there at Oklahoma or anybody else are great. You typically always have that percentage at times that take it too far. Obviously, this was one of those instances.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that can all be true, right? That there could be some people who are meaning you harm or who do some horrible thing that cause you to say, we're not safe here, we need to get away. That also does not mean that that is representative of the vast majority of fans, or even not even just the vast majority, like all fans, but a very, very small few that would do something like that. But those people are obviously psychos and terrible.
Riley also received suspicious packages from unknown people who also got access to his 9-year-old daughter's cell phone number.
Oh, Lord. That's not good.
Look, Herbie sometimes talks about the lunatic fringe with Ohio State fans because they're unhappy that the team didn't cover the spread or look very good on offense or perhaps don't have a quarterback worth anything. That's not the lunatic fringe.
No.
Okay. Getting Lincoln Riley's 9-year-old daughter's cell phone number, lunatic fringe.
100%.
Okay.
That's where that's why I thought some of the stuff from Kirk Herbstreit, where he was talking about people who criticized, you know, Kyle McCord or who say Devin Brown's, you know, not that good, or they have questions about the offense.
Yeah, if you go personal, if you like stalk Kyle McCord at the Giant Eagle, well, then yeah, I agree that's a lunatic fringe.
And I think there's reasonable debate to be had about how much criticism you want to levy towards college players versus professional athletes. College players, while they are getting paid now, some of them certainly, I think it's also worth noting that, yeah, college players grow and learn as the season goes, more so maybe than a professional does, but professionals do that too. I'm just saying, Herbie is a part of this sports culture that has enabled people to have a voice and to say what they feel and to be very opinionated. Kirk Herbstreit has opinions on things too, as we've seen. He had very big opinions about C. Trent Rosecrans and some of the things that the Reds writers were putting out there around the time that Ellie De La Cruz was getting called up. Herbie, last I checked, is not a baseball expert, but it didn't stop him from having an opinion. But when you compare people who have an opinion you don't like, or maybe a hot take that's a little too hot for you, when you equate that with people who genuinely are over the line, out of place, doing horrible things as fans, that kind of waters it down and makes it seem like, oh yeah, that's just fans being fans, man. Fans are crazy. They do all kinds of stuff like stalking a coach's 9-year-old daughter. No, they don't.
No, that's not.
That is a psycho who needs to be arrested and thrown in jail if you're doing that. If you're harassing someone at their house or their place of business or things like that, that is not good. And you should be, that's not okay. There may be criminal charges with that. Don't equate that to people who go online and say, offense sucked today, fire everyone. That's maybe an opinion you don't agree with, or maybe it's a little short-sighted or stupid, but it's not the same as what you see actually from the quote-unquote real lunatic fringe.
Very good news.
What's that?
Blue Jackets are beating the Maple Leafs 5-0.
In the Prospects Tournament in Traverse City.
Well, I tell you what, man. They're the kings of Traverse City.
Oh, this...
We should hold the whole regular season up in Traverse City.
I know, it's the thing. Every year, when you want to talk about prospects or pipelines, Jackett's name is always there with, man, look at the future. The future is bright. Future's been bright for about 15 years around here, last I checked. I don't know when the future ever shows up, but the future has been bright here for a very, very long time with CBJ.
Also, I'd like to say this in all seriousness. Someone has connected me with Mike Babcock and his cell phone. I have sent him some pictures of my family. I mean, if the players are not going to cooperate, I'm going to cooperate.
No, they are. Didn't you hear all the story? All the players now are like, I love sending him pictures of my phone, and I love showing him everything I did on vacation, and there's nothing big brotherish about this at all.
Let me bring this up quickly about Paul Bissonnette.
Yeah, the guy he's the guy who put it out on the podcast this week saying that people were complaining and all that
stuff. He is a personality. He does a podcast. I get it, man. I understand you're out there, and that's been very successful for you. But do you the other side of that is this dude is on TNT, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that what he's saying is wrong. I'm not saying he's doing it maliciously, any of that. But do you think TNT has any problem with him going on Twitter saying, I'm going to bend you over and I'm going to do this and I'm a player guy? And like, I get breaking news. I get having a personality. And if he were simply a Barstool podcast guy, then, well, what do you expect? But he's also double-dipping and going on national television and is expected to talk about this sport and the players who play it and coach it and all that, I assume without bias, right?
I mean, I
guess it works out for TNT. They don't have any Blue Jacket games this season, but you think his boss is, like, as opinionated as Barkley is, like, if he doesn't
Charles
like
Barkley,
somebody,
right?
He doesn't say, I'm going to bend that guy over and I'm going to do him.
No,
you know, that's ridiculous to me.
No, clearly not. Charles Barkley will say things like that guy. I don't think that guy's, you know, a real man, or, you know, back when I was playing, I wouldn't have taken that. So this guy seems like he's weak to me. Like, he'll get personal with players.
Yeah, I get
that. And he'll call them
that
out. But you're right. Some of the stuff Bissonnette said in response seems a lot over the top. I don't know what's true here. I mean, I can see a scenario where a bunch of players who are veterans, who are married, who have relatively boring lives off the ice, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I have a relatively boring life outside of work. I like it that way. If you ask me to look through my phone, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. What are you going to see?
It's not
pictures
even about
of my
that
family
anymore
and my dog.
Right.
I could understand, though, if a younger player who might have voiced this,
I get it,
through back channels but doesn't want to come forward, they might have said, hold on a second, why are you looking at my phone? I got pictures of like stuff I was doing last night with different people I was with, and I don't really want you to know my business.
This is what I say to my daughter all the time, though. sometimes it's not about the action, it's about the reaction. And to me, his reaction was kind of ridiculous.
Oh, Bissonnette?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Don't you? I mean, he's going to go on national television and speak about the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know how that, again, if he's got something personal with Babcock, then
clearly he does.
That needs to be dealt with, and you can't, I don't think that's right that then you go on national TV.
Right, and then it's, oh, let's hear it from Mike Commodore, who also has something personal with Babcock.
Well, but then again, who are we kidding, right? Sadly, if we're going to line up the amount of people who have had something negative to say about the Blue Jackets because they personally don't think the Jackets are worth talking about, there's a line out the door of national experts who dismiss this city, dismiss this fan base, dismiss everything about this town. At least those guys on that podcast were like, we love Columbus. We think they're actually a really good team. We're excited to watch them, but this is not cool. If they got the details of that wrong, that's unfortunate. No. They are now doubled down and saying, no, we didn't. But
maybe if it is happening that way, it's not cool. Yeah. But I'm also saying the reaction is not cool.
No, you're right. I agree.
Would you rather? Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We're still looking out for that accident blocking things up on the right lane, US 23 northbound at 270 north side, just past the exit ramp from the North Autobahn westbound ramp. Police and wrecker on the scene. Again, they should have that wrapped up pretty closely there and cleaned up. Still causing some slowdowns, though. Could delay at least a few minutes there. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download it under promo code Ohio150. That is to claim your exclusive welcome offer, $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Adam Zelick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Pondering life's stupid questions.
What if C-A-T really spelled dog?
It's time for Would You Rather.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
The best Would You Rather, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to Massey's Pizza. Massey's Pizza, the perfect pizza taste. All right, let's go.
All right, let's start off with T-Bone's Running Club says, my mashed potatoes.
Annie Hockhausen.
Would you rather get randomly slapped in the face 5 times during each show you won't know it's coming, or not be able to use the bathroom at all during the 3 hours you are on air?
I suffer for my art, so I'm going to say that the people would enjoy hearing me get slapped in the face five times randomly
every show.
Yeah, I would take it for the team.
I would just go to the bathroom at 2:58 and then again at as soon as we get out of here. But yeah, I'd be fine.
I'll take the slaps.
Yeah, I admire that. Let's see. Pleasure Sauce says, my guys, yeah! Would you rather have the ability to remove tattoos from someone just by looking at them, or add tattoos just by looking? Yeah,
add.
I would add them to myself.
Yeah.
I would get a bunch of tattoos.
I don't really have the need to remove tattoos from people. Although, one time I was at the mall, and I was walking behind someone at the mall, just, you know, clear as day, regular day in the mall, and I'm like, what is that tattoo on that guy's head?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Adolf Hitler.
Oh, no.
We're just walking in the Sears now, boy. Aren't we?
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a lot. Jordan Speed says, my Lorraine's from Lorraine. Would you rather take all your number twos in the stall next to Dom Tiberi or next to Anthony Schlegel? And he adds descriptors to both of these guys where he thinks that they would. I can't read all this, but thank you, Jordan Speedskies.
All right, first of all, I would choose Schlegel, because even though Schlegel would be violent, he's going to do it quickly and get out of
there. He'd get in out of there. Right. It would be like
a
competition.
I know for a fact that Tabari uses his cell phone.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know that for a fact.
No, I do because he's told me.
Right. I could see Dom being the type of guy who would take a phone call in the can.
Hey, so anyway, I said to, hold on a second.
Yeah, I'm saying I would probably rather not have that happen.
Schlegel's just going to, you know, explode and then leave.
Yeah.
He's not even wasting time wiping. He's out.
Sure. Parmesan Garlic says, would you rather star in Thanksgiving 2 as the Naked Pilgrim, actual credit given to Wanda Lust, or put on the Man and Bone Comedy Fest where Timmy Hall does 20 minutes, gobble gobble, MF-er?
Comedy Fest.
Yeah.
I mean, First of all, Timmy's 20 minutes would be so bad. It would be great.
I would like to see what Timmy could do with 20 minutes.
Terrible. Okay. We would heckle him. It would be fantastic.
I would enjoy it either way. I would hope it would be good. Annie Hockhausen says, my guys. Man, this is one just for you.
Okay.
Would you rather have a harmless pet tarantula stay in your bedroom at all times, or you have to host a 20-plus person social event at your home once a month where you must be present and interact with all your guests? Both of those, either one, the tarantula in the room or the parties, for the next 10 years.
Okay. You know how much I hate people.
I do.
Right?
I do.
You make fun of me because I'm scared of the bugs.
Yes.
I don't like
the bugs. I don't like those either.
I would rather have the 20 people in my house.
Every month.
Okay. Yes. Do I get to pick the 20? Or are they just random 20?
It says a 20-person social event, so you would get to pick them.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Sign me up for that. Tarantula? No.
Now,
I'd be thinking all the time, where is it? Is it crawling on me?
Well, what if it's in a, like a glass, like a pet tarantula would be in an enclosure. You wouldn't have it out.
They said I wouldn't know where it is.
No, it says right? You have a pet tarantula in your bedroom at all times. So that's all it says.
Oh.
I'm saying you can keep it in a enclosure. I would keep it in an enclosure if it was my pet. That's what I would do.
But I'd still hear it. It would be like tapping against the glass.
They don't.
I'm going to get you.
Okay. That's fine. That's a good one, though. I like that. Urologist Jiz Hornkamp says, my big and bigger dippers.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Would you rather swap quarterbacks and future quarterback recruits with Michigan, them too, or trade away Hartline and his receivers, but we get Michigan's defense and they get ours?
That's very interesting.
I don't want to swap quarterback and quarterback recruits with Michigan, right? That would be
that's
bad.
But that's not the problem.
You trade away Hartline.
Kyle McCord's a five-star guy. It's not like you're not getting quarterback recruits here.
That's what I'm saying. You get all the future quarterback recruits are yours. We're going to have good quarterback recruits.
I'll give them our defense.
And I want their defense. I'd take
sure.
That.
I'll take that.
Sam says, my guys.
Oh, no.
He says GTH. And then he says, would you rather constantly have dry, itchy skin or clammy, sweaty hands?
Clammy, sweaty hands.
Yeah, I have some dry skin from time to time, and I don't like it. I'd rather have the sweaty hands. I'd just be drying them on my pants all the time, I guess.
Yes, drying them on your pants.
Jordan says, would you rather... Oh, he says, well, he says, my fat guys.
Chubby time!
And then he says, would you rather spend a month in Anne Boleyn's cell in the Tower of London or go 5 more years of losing to the team up north?
I think it's Anne Boleyn, right? I don't think it's Anne.
Oh, that's... Well, I don't
know. Anne Boleyn sounds like an offensive quarterback.
Thank you.
Or offensive quarterback. Offensive coordinator.
Fine. Anne Boleyn. I don't know.
What was the other one?
5 years of losing to Michigan. I don't know what the Tower of London and her cell looked like. I assume it was
awful.
How
long do I have to spend time in there?
A month.
I can't lose to Michigan for 5 years?
Okay.
Can I get food delivered?
I don't know.
At the Tower of London?
I don't know if you're in there. Ted is like screaming at you.
Put your headphones on and talk to us.
You're an Anne Boleyn fan over here.
No, you can get Uber, right? I mean,
I would think so.
Yeah, Uber Eats.
All right, I'll do that. All right. Teddy, will you come visit me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm suffering for you guys.
We can play like video games.
Yeah. I don't think there's electricity in there.
I never even put this together. Like one of my favorite bands is named Anne Boleyn. Was that like a playoff of Anne Boleyn? Was that her? Was that how you say her name?
Anne Boleyn.
And their name is Anne Berlin. Like I
probably.
I never even thought of that.
Anne's Boleyn. Yeah.
Pro bowler.
Pro bowler.
Teddy, that's what she is. Yeah. Thank you. Meat Sweat says, my potential suspects.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. You suck.
Would you rather go back in time and save one musician/group from an early death? Who and why? Or would you rather go back in time and kill one musician or group before they release any music? Who and why? Can we amend this to, like, break up a band or stop a band from putting out music? Because I could see that more than... I don't want anybody to die.
That's not the question.
Well, then I would save someone from it. I would save Kurt Cobain from dying early, just because that's what came to mind early, and there you go. Let him live his life.
But would he? Or do you just save him that one time?
I don't know.
And then, like, the next month, he kills himself again.
I don't know.
That's my question, too, because I would save Scott Weiland.
Well, all right.
But
the point is, I'd give
probably OD 1 month later.
These people another chance at life, is what I'm saying. I would not pick death. As much as I may not like some bands, I would say, well, I hope you live life and make a whole bunch of crappy albums that I'll never listen to, but I don't want you dead.
All right.
So there. Let's see.
Where are we? One more. Come on.
Oh, that's it?
Well, we're out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe if you shut up and read some more of these.
I'm trying to read them all. My gosh. Justin says, my gents.
Twitters and twatters.
Would you rather sit on a COTA bus naked for a week?
Done that.
Or be Jim Harbaugh's driver to McDonald's during every Michigan halftime for a season? In both cases, you must make conversation with the vehicle's occupants.
Well, I would taunt him at halftime.
Well, right, I guess.
I'd say, like, you call that a first half?
What do you got going on there? Oh, man. But then he might get violent with you.
He's not going to get violent.
You never know. He might. Well, after the first couple weeks of you doing that, he might get mad and slap you around.
Spill milk on his pants?
I guess you could order him milks at the... Get him a burger and milk is probably what he wants
for
McDonald's.
Kids.
Yeah.
Steak and milk.
Yeah, I'd do that. I don't want to sit naked on a bus.
Come on.
Or lie naked on a floor. I'll give it to Justin there. Justin, that was good. That's fine. I don't like that one. Why? Okay. Then let's go with, I don't know. Let's go with the Meat Sweats who had to go back and save a musician.
I don't like that one either.
Then you pick. What do you want?
Just give me another one. I don't like it.
Tarantula, Annie Hockhausen. Tarantula in your bedroom or house party for 20 people. No?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, fine. Annie Hockhausen, you win. Congratulations.
Dude, I crushed you in the cleans and I crushed you in the snatch.
Thank you, Chris Spielman, for the weightlifting advice.
Hockhausen gets a $50 gift card to Massey's Pizza. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Some slow traffic to look out for right now. 270 East Outer Bell northbound between US 33 Southeast and I-70 East Side. Slow traffic moving through that area right now. Maybe about a 10-minute delay. Going to have to be a little bit patient there. This report sponsored by Medical Mutual, your hometown Medicare insurer. Medical Mutual has Medicare Advantage plans that offer friendly Ohio-based customer service. Visit medmutual.com/OhioMedicare to learn more. Medical Mutual, your hometown Medicare insurer. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hull. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, my toenail investigators.
Oof. Now, Tyvus is on the other side of the glass.
Oh, we'll go over this.
Tyvus walked in with sunglasses on. He's got his, skull cap on.
He says he's protecting the haircut.
Yeah.
That's why he's wearing
that.
Yeah,
he had that happen last week, too.
Who's protecting the haircut?
That's what he said.
2 weeks ago.
I don't know what it means either.
When Tyvus went to Purdue, same thing. Because he had just gotten everything lined up. And, yeah, I mean...
Where are you going this week, Tyvus?
He's wearing the shades, too.
Where'd he say?
Michigan,
Wisconsin.
I think.
Oh, Wisconsin. I saw a W. Okay.
All right.
Gotcha. Nice.
So have you alerted Tyvus about the development that we had here in the studio earlier?
Didn't get a chance to. I ran into the studio as he was walking in the door. So
that's a good way to throw some shade at Tyvus right there.
He's wearing his shades and he's going to need to.
Maybe if you had gotten here on time,
wow,
you would have seen that some disgusting person in this studio earlier today or last night, we have not figured it out, picked their disgusting big toe This was the biggest, the most disgusting big toe I ever saw, and just left it right here on the carpet. And we've been trying to figure out who it is all day.
Beamer did not seem too pleased when I texted him about it. And I said,
he was offended that you asked?
I said, I'm not accusing you. We have to figure this out.
I think it's Dave Biddle.
It could be Biz.
I think it's Biddle.
Right?
T-Bone thinks it's a conspiracy.
I didn't say I think it was.
That somebody from TV has come over here and planted it.
I was saying, we're just assuming it's a radio person. Should we even ask that question? I just raised the question, and then it became, I'm Kyrie Irving. I just said, should we ask the question?
I think you want to be Kyrie Irving.
No, I don't. No, not at all. No, I'm not going to ask.
I think there's a good chance T-Bone planted it.
When did I plan it?
I don't know.
But it's on your side.
The first thing that he did was, I'm going to put it on my Instagram account so that he could get more followers.
So that people could know how gross I think it is. That's what's driving the numbers, is a gross toenail on Instagram. Yeah,
how many followers did you pick up today?
None.
No, I don't believe you.
I lost followers.
I don't believe you.
I promise you I lost followers.
No, open up your account right now. I want to look at it.
It's a little bit of misdirection from Bone.
What do you mean it's a misdirection?
He's playing the game.
Okay.
Turning the scent off.
I started the day with like 3,600 something followers. I have 3,664 followers on Instagram. If I picked up any, it was a couple at most. I don't think I did.
Must be nice to have all those followers.
That's right.
Thousands of followers. We're not Tyvus. Tyvus has got like, 100,000. Because he paid for all his.
He's a former NFL player, former Buckeye. That might have something to do with the fact that he's much more likable than any of us here.
He paid for it. He's got his sunglasses on right now.
What do you think he's got? Do you think he's better on Twitter or Instagram? I think he's got more Twitter.
Is Tyvus even on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
I don't follow him on Twitter.
I think he's got like 55.
Let me ask you a question. Does Tyvus follow me on Twitter? I'm going to type it in. I'm going to search for it right now.
You follow me, I follow you.
That's how Mike rolls.
Them's the rule.
Tyvus Powell follows 495 people. I am not one of them.
Oh, wow. No.
You are now. So he just had his phone out. I guarantee you. He just followed you.
By the way, he's posting clips of himself, too.
From
the Ultimate Cleveland
Sports
Show.
That's what he's doing. He's got a brand. He's working the brand, man.
Hey, didn't the Colorado State head coach tell you that when you're on TV, take your damn hat off?
And sunglasses, apparently. We're not allowed to do that. Even though Jay Norvell wears a visor whenever he talks to the media.
Right.
That's not a hat.
Even though Dion's outdoors for most of his career, coaching football.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got guys in some sports wearing a damn uniform.
I would just like to add, if you're in any Hall of Fame for the sport that you're coaching,
you're allowed to wear whatever you want to your press conference.
That's the way I feel about it. I think you're allowed to do that anyway for
it's
what
it's personal.
Worth.
Timmy.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the show tonight?
Two full hours, myself and Tyvus getting ready for Western Kentucky. Some more Bearded Bites. We'll listen to Ryan Day. He spoke on pretty much every facet of his football team today. So we'll get all caught up there. And Patrick Murphy, 6:33 for some beers and Buckeyes. Hopefully we don't want to drink a lot of beer of sorrow if they don't look good against Western Kentucky.
Buckeyes show, 2 big hours, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante had been captured after getting out of the Chester County prison. He escaped from it on August 31st. There was a massive manhunt. They were looking for him. They finally caught him, I guess, just yesterday. I think yesterday is when they caught him. Police were searching quite a wide net that they'd cast, but the way they found him, after they caught him, they talked to him about where he had been and what he had done. He said, "You were actually very close to me quite a few times." Said multiple times police officers almost stepped on him as he was hiding in the bushes a few feet away from where they were searching, but they didn't find him. Finally, they did find him behind a John Deere store in South Coventry Township, Pennsylvania. About 30 miles from the prison where he escaped 2 weeks ago. Once they found him, though, he didn't give up without a fight. He ran trying to get away, and they sent a police dog after him, or I guess a few of them. One of the police dogs, Yoda, who is a law enforcement canine, his specific job, this dog, is to track down and bite people. That's what he does. He's not a drug-sniffing dog. He's not any of these bomb-sniffing dog.
He's a biter.
Bite you dog. He found this man bit him, held him down until police could come and capture him. And so, yeah, Yoda is the name of that dog. So there you go.
Congratulations, Yoda.
Yeah, he used the Force. Although I did see people who were like, Yoda's a hero. Yeah, hang on. Yoda's a dog. Yoda was trying to get...
Dogs can't be heroes?
Well, he can do a heroic thing. I'm just saying Yoda wasn't like, I did this for Chester County. Yoda's like, I did this for whatever meatball they're going to give me after I'm done with this.
What if Yoda, you put a microphone in front of his face, said, bite you, I will.
Yes. There you go.
Amazing.
You had to do
it too,
you stupid idiot.
I had already done it. I was doing it before you.
He was. That's I heard him do it.
Didn't
That's
you
right.
hear it?
I did hear you.
Do it. Hit him with the Chewbacca.
That's right.
You heard me. Didn't you hear?
Hit him with the Chewbacca.
Buckeye Show's next. Thursday night football. Vikings and Eagles at 8. We'll see you tomorrow for Football Friday. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
A little bit of slow traffic to look out for right now. I-71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. Traffic backing up just a little bit there. Maybe about a 5-minute slowdown through that area. This report sponsored by Bob Evans Restaurants. There's big flavor heading your way. Try Bob Evans' new Rancher Barbecue Beef Dinner, Loaded Rancher Mac and Cheese, or a Big Ol' Rancher Burger, all for a limited time. So come on in for dinner at Bob Evans. I'm Adam Zelig for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm pretty well. Starting with baseball, in Detroit, the Reds saw their 3-game losing streak come to an end as the Tigers beat them 8-2 earlier today. As of this very moment, the Reds are a half game back of Arizona for the final NL wildcard spot. Good news, though, right now the Mets lead the Diamondbacks 7-0 in the 6th inning. As for the Guardians, they had an off day today. They'll be back at home tomorrow night where they host the Rangers for the first of three this weekend. First pitch tomorrow night is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito is on the bump for Cleveland. And the NFL Week 2 gets started tonight in Philadelphia. That's where the Eagles will be hosting the Vikings. Kickoff is at 8:15 tonight. We'll have coverage of that game here on The Fan starting at 8. On Sunday, the Bengals host the Ravens. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. The Browns play on Monday night this week. They're in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. And we have a pair of college football games on the schedule for tonight. Bethune-Cookman is in South Beach to face number 22 Miami. And in the AAC, Navy is at Memphis. Both of those games kick off at 7:30. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Boner, just for you.
Yeah.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson still in concussion protocol.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you'd think that would be PJ Walker time, but it's not.
Mm.
Taking first team reps at Browns practice today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco.
Boy, what a long game play by the Ravens to have that one season where Joe Flacco was deemed to be good, so that these many years later, when it all falls apart for the Browns, they go, who can we turn to? Hey, remember that guy who somehow won a Super Bowl with the Ravens? Let's call him Joe Flacco. Come on down.
I would like everybody out there, to their significant other, man, woman, dog, I don't care. I want you to go up to their face later on today and with a straight face, look at him and say, hey, Flacco my cracko. And just see what happens.
See what, hey, you never know.
Maybe you have the wildest night of passion of your life.
You may find out that's
Flacco my cracko.
That's right. See what happens.
Back at Flacco your cracko.
Offer to, would you like for either of us to Flacco the other's cracko?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's invent something.
Yeah, Yeah, why not?
We've done a lot on this show. We brought back bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. We've interviewed the president. We've gotten fired on the air. We've done it all.
I just want to point out, none of those things did we invent. They're just things we did.
Okay, but what I'm saying
other
is
people have done all those
things. What's lacking is our own entry in Urban Dictionary.
Hmm.
I want to be able to go to Urban Dictionary and search Flacco My Cracko.
Yeah. If we somehow get Flacco My Cracko to be a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
I can't wait. Let's make it happen.
Let's determine what it is, too. Well, the mystery now, of it?
I think we need to let people determine that on their own. You know what? Let us know what happens with
Flacco
you
my,
this evening. See
look,
what happens.
If Lego My Ego can become a thing.
Yeah.
Flacco My Cracko can be a thing, too.
It very much could be.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.